You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
On Friday, Fauci testified to Congress, and what he said was a bombshell, but it got almost no coverage in the press. He reported that only a little more than half of the doctors and nurses and scientists in the federal government at the NIH and CDC have taken the so-called COVID-19 vaccines, despite the fact they were the first group who was able to get it more than 6 months ago.
What percentage of the employees in your institute, your center of your employees, has been vaccinated?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, Senator, but I think it's probably a little bit more than half, probably around 60%.
Dr. Marks?
I can't tell you the exact number.
Let that sink in for a moment. Close to half of the federal government's medical corps, from the top right down to the bottom, have refused to take the COVID-19 so-called vaccinations, despite the fact that they've been intimidated and bullied and even been threatened with their jobs. I was told 6 months ago, when they started the COVID-19 vaccine rollout here in the U.S., that after the adverse reactions they saw in the U.K., that the majority of doctors, nurses, and scientists that said they were taking it were actually squirting it down the sink or into the trash can. Now the information I was told by high-level sources has been borne out to be true. And so the number isn't close to half refused. No. The half or so that did take it either took it because they were bullied or they simply claim that they'd taken it when they hadn't taken it. This is so seismic. It means that the very group that came up with the plan that told vaccine makers what to make and told the public that these vaccines that were experimental were safe and effective themselves won't even take the vaccines. And now they're trying to intimidate the American people and other medical workers in the private sector and say, you can't have a job if you don't take this. Major airlines are saying all new employees have to have these experimental shots. All of this violates the Nuremberg Code on intimidating or threatening people to acquiesce to experimental medical procedures. That's why Joseph Mengele was the angel of death, because he turned medicine not into a life-giving thing, but into a tyranny. So anytime someone tries to bully you or intimidate you or act like you've got three heads because you didn't want to take this experimental shot, you can explain to them that close to half of the medical workers in the federal government and those that set the policy at the NIH, the scientists who developed the plan for our lives, won't take it themselves. And then you can hit them with even bigger facts. India was the first to ban the Pfizer mRNA shot. They said, we will not allow it to be given to our citizens because of adverse reactions around the world to it. Then China refused to take the Pfizer shot, the Moderna, and then the AstraZeneca, and of course, many of the other vaccines like J&J. Those are banned in China. Those are banned in India. And now Biden's been trying to dump the AstraZeneca vaccines that have been banned in Europe on the people of India. Again, the NIH is the most respected medical body in the world. It set policy for the United Nations. And the doctors and scientists that came up with the whole COVID response refused to take it themselves. What does that tell you? And what does that tell others that try to gaslight you and say that you're a bad person or you're endangering others when you won't take it? Look, I know I'm repeating this over and over again because we can't just let them release this info and hope nobody pays attention to it. We've got to get this information out to everybody, because not only are these vaccines being banned all over the world and they're telling us in the UK, the US, Canada, Australia that we've got to buck up and take them. Now they're saying, oh, two shots a year isn't enough. You need booster shots every 6 months. And, oh, the new booster shots are going to be patches that have little microglass with tiny microchips in it that works into your skin and tracks that you've had the vaccines. We first told you that a year and a half ago. Now they admit it's true and that that's the next phase. And then there's been all the censorship of the medical doctors and scientists and nurses and family members of people that have died right after they take the vaccines. Thousands and thousands and thousands of adverse reactions reported in the U.S., in the U.K., in Europe.
People keep asking me, Alex, how did you predict over a year ago that food prices would explode within a year? Because it was in all the globalist actuaries that you shut down most of the world for a year, it's going to cause a collapse in food production and distribution. And not just that, fuel and every other major commodity. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They're hitting us with economic war. I told you food prices would explode. They're now exploding. Our great sponsor, My Patriot, has barely gone up in price. Their competitors have gone up even more, but they're about to go up in 2 weeks. But instead of just holding prices, they're still 10% off until Sunday evening, and then it's got to go up. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices in the year 2021. But you've got to act now, and buying your food from us funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's ready to ship. They've got it on hand. Get yours before the scarcity and the lines start, which I think we'll see by next fall. Hell, a lot of shelves are already empty. This is crazy. We're being collapsed by design. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Then there's been all the censorship of the medical doctors and scientists and nurses and family members of people that have died right after they take the vaccines. Thousands and thousands and thousands of adverse reactions reported in the U.S., in the U.K., in Europe, in Canada, in Australia. Some people dying hours after they take the vaccines, over and over again from violent heart attacks, strokes, and convulsions. And then you have people like Eric Clapton, the rock legend, who saw the propaganda, how it was safe and effective, and it was made up, and people got sick. He was paralyzed for 2 weeks. Clapton went on to warn the public about pro-vaccine safety propaganda and explained it was one of the worst experiences of his life. Then you've got Bill Maher, who was vaccinated months ago, but now for the first time in his career since the 90s on national television, had to suspend last Friday's taping because he came up positive for COVID-19. Then you've got 8 of the Yankees that were vaccinated months ago coming up positive for COVID-19. That's because the COVID-19 PCR test, according to the creator of it, is a fraud, and it's almost always false positive, again, which creates more hysteria. We've seen countless videos across the world of police brutally beating people with billy clubs and arresting them that aren't wearing masks. But when there's a Black Lives Matter or Antifa protest, oh, then it's suddenly fine. This is a totalitarian system they can turn on and turn off whenever they want. Then there's the global surveillance system of your medical history tracking you. Then there's the QR codes and the system based on Communist China's social credit score, which they admit will now form the basis of a worldwide medical ID card and even implantable microchip. That's what Klaus Schwab, architect of this whole thing, called for on national French television. Every facet of COVID is a lie. 2.5 million Americans didn't die like they said they would. It didn't have a 3% kill rate like they said they would. It doesn't have 0.1%. They kept the lockdowns going a lot longer than they said they would. They claimed it was only going to be 15 days. They lie and say the masks protect you from COVID when they don't, so they give you bacterial pneumonia. On and on again is the lie. And remember, their own NIH, their own doctors, their own scientists won't take it. In fact, many statistics show that private medical workers are more likely not to take the vaccine than the general public. And why is that? Because they've already seen vaccine damage in the past. And that's with old-fashioned vaccines. These new DNA therapies are even more dangerous in the animal studies that weren't done on the COVID-19 vaccines, but were done on other coronavirus vaccines, which showed almost all the mice and other test subjects had massive blood clots in their lungs, in their heart, and in their brains. The exact same thing that's gotten these vaccines banned around the world, except in Europe, the UK, the US, Canada, and Australia. Why is it that only Western nations are being targeted with these Frankenshots? It's on record that Bill Gates, Fauci, and the UN funded gain of function for 5 years at the Wuhan lab in China. It's on record that they spent tens of millions of dollars doing this. Then they arrogantly lied to Congress because they've never been held accountable. We as Americans, we as humans have to stand up for our right and our basic dignity that's enshrined in the Nuremberg Code. That's also enshrined in our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. And we have to stand up for our children particularly, who are so vulnerable, that Fauci still wants to wear masks so he can condition them to accept any level of tyranny they want. That's why teachers like this last monster I'm about to show you need to be punished for what they've done as they try to bully our youth and our children into submission, calling them stupid, calling them dumb, calling them bad because they won't be part of this medical tyranny COVID-19 cult.
You should hear about how everybody talks about you. You're a jerk.
I don't care how people talk
about me. You're a jerk.
What did President Roosevelt say when the Japanese attacked us back on December 7th, 1941? He said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." The globalists are psychological warfare terrorists that are bringing in a system of total control off the fear of a virus they themselves created. And now, in closing, they've come out and said violent extremists could exploit lifting of COVID-19 restrictions and attack large gatherings, U.S. officials warn. So now you see, we can't ever have gatherings again because terrorists might attack them. You can't ever have a child again because they might die in a car wreck. You might not ever even try to get a job because you might lose it someday. They are creating a spirit of weakness, a spirit of failure, a spirit of victimhood where we're all paralyzed and told by our smartphones when to leave our homes, where we can go, what jobs we can have. This is what the New World Order is all about. So when they say, oh, we better not have gatherings, terrorists might attack them, you have to pull back and realize, who are the terrorists? They're the ones telling me don't go to a gathering, or I might die from a virus, or the terrorists might kill me. That's the essence of the definition of terrorism, threatening harm or carrying out harm for a political or economic gain. And that's what Big Pharma and the UN are doing. They are fear-mongering us to accept them running our lives, forcing these experimental drugs on our bodies, and letting them control our destinies. It's time to break free and have a new declaration of independence against Fauci, against Gates, against the UN, against Big Pharma, and against anyone else that tries to bully us into submission. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. And the only way this information gets out is when you take action. The facts laid out here will destroy any of their arguments and any of their lies. I've done my part. If you share this information, we will defeat this fraud. If you don't, get ready to be even more enslaved.
Welcome, everyone, to the American Journal. It is a beautiful Monday morning. Sorry for the delayed start. Just putting out some literal fires here in the studio, the National File studio. I am Tom Papert, your host. We have a big stacked lineup for you today. We're going to hear from some Texas activists who are live on the ground trying to get constitutional carry passed, trying their hardest to protect children from disgusting transgender surgeries and chemical castrations. But of course, Abbott and the establishment Republicans in Texas just will not let it happen. Later on in the show, we will be joined by Jack Hadfield. We have other guests as well. And this is going to be an absolutely intense news week. I can already tell. The Biden administration, I finally figured it out. It took me days of wading through this annoying Israel-Palestine stuff. These people clearly want a new war in the Middle East. Barack Obama, of course, toppled country after country with the help of Hillary Clinton and Joseph Biden. Now that spirit of regime change is back, and it's only slightly different from the Bush-era spirit of regime change, where Bush, of course, wanted to replace people with democracies, quote-unquote, to secure American interests. Well, the Obama-Biden regime, and now the Biden-Harris regime, has an entirely different modus operandi. They want to replace people that they view as oppressors with the people who they view as oppressed. It's essentially a translation of the Black Lives Matter Antifa paradigm to the international stage. And so I think that this is going to be a very difficult situation to watch, because I think it's ultimately going to culminate in the United States being directly involved in more Middle Eastern wars. So don't go away. We'll be right back. We have a very big show coming up. We have big tech news. We have Middle East news. We have Bill Gates. Now it's come forward. There's a report that in 2019, before the COVID, before anything, maybe this is just his midlife crisis, he was being investigated by the Microsoft board because of rumors and a woman who came forward saying that she had a relationship with the Microsoft head. And so we're going to dive into that and what that means. I really am starting to think that, of course, Alex Jones was right again. All of his predictions about Melinda Gates. I think she knows this man is toxic. She knows that he is going down. And now this report, I think, proves it. He is going to be taken down as a misogynist, a horrible, horrible man preying on young women. Of course, a big friend of Jeffrey Epstein. But where does that leave Melinda? I don't think she's any angel. I think that she will be the new face of this. I think that she will be the new face of the COVID vaccine push, of the propaganda push. Melinda Gates, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be Bill Gates in a dress. And arguably less attractive. Don't go away. You're watching The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert. We'll be right back on the other side with big breaking news. So excited to start this week with you on a happy Monday morning. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video. Share these links.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on, but what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine and don't think it's safe? Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Two weeks ago, I launched a sale on all the high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com. And I pointed out that the Bloomberg Global Food Index shows that current crop purchases being made for the end of the summer when the crops are completed around the world is up 76%. That alone will cause civil unrest, major problems. Since then, inflation has exploded in the last 2 weeks. You've seen the pipeline crises. You've seen Governor Whitmer shutting down or trying to shut down the pipeline in Michigan. This is a concerted operation. And so, listeners had a huge response to our big sale, 2020 prices in the year 2021. 10% off all storable foods, preparewithalex.com. Now, the sale ended yesterday, so I'm now, because of a lot of requests, extending it through Sunday, and then it absolutely has to end. So, 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, year supplies, highest quality water filters, and so much more. PrepareWithAlex.com. It's the best tool you're going to find on high quality storable food for you and your family and your community. Get ready now at PrepareWithAlex.com. Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes, enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. So everybody, you just saw a fantastic special report from Alex Jones talking about the NIH and the CDC refusing the vaccine, joining the billions of vaccine skeptics around the world. And it's very fascinating because I think that we are in the middle of their next big push. They've realized that they're not going to get the vaccine passports unless they try something new. And I think that's what this is. But before we go into that, I want to give you my evidence. Let's go to clip number one and see the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, defending allowing people to go around unmasked. Oh, she's in big trouble for this. Let's go to clip number one.
It was just Tuesday when you sat before a Senate committee and you were adamant then that masking and social distancing should remain in place. But the Washington Post is reporting you had already approved a decision to change the guidance. When it was finally announced on Thursday, it came as a huge surprise and left some administration officials, doctors, businesses off guard. So why so suddenly, and why did you not tell the Senate panel what you had decided?
Thank you. Good morning, Marsha. Thanks, Martha. Thanks for having me. I am, first of all, let's celebrate this moment. We're at a place in this pandemic. Cases have been coming down more than a third just in the last 2 weeks. We have vaccine now across this country, widely available for anyone who wants it. And we now have science that has really just evolved even in the last 2 weeks that demonstrates that these vaccines are safe, they are effective, they are working in the population just as they did in the clinical trials, that they are working against our variants that we have here circulating in the United States, and that if you were to develop an infection, even if you got vaccinated, that you can't transmit that infection to other people. Some of that science was really evolving as late as last Thursday, and one of the papers, the largest paper, was published from the CDC just the day before yesterday. So we were actively reviewing that science during the past week. We were making decisions and moving, and our subject matter experts were working just as I was testifying in front of Congress, and that was what was happening. I told the American people I'd deliver the.
Now, that is a woman under pressure by the mainstream media establishment because they are all apoplectic. They want to continue wearing masks. They want the lockdowns forever. But they just simply haven't figured it out yet. And maybe they have. Maybe they're in on it. So I'll give you the two-dimensional interpretation of what's happening right now with the CDC and Fauci and everybody else. And you're seeing that very much on social media from the so-called Republican experts with the blue check marks next to their name. They all think that Biden did this because he wants to distract from his stunning incompetence. He wants to distract you from the fact that gas is going up to $7 a gallon in Virginia. He wants to distract from the fact that the historically awful jobs report just came in and lands squarely on his shoulders. He wants to distract from the crisis at the southern border. I don't think that's true. I think that is all by design. It's all being covered up by the media. It has nothing to do with this latest COVID decision to let people go around without a mask if they've been vaccinated and waited 2 weeks after the second vaccine. By the way, asterisk, bookmark, did you catch that? Now it's not just you get the second jab and you're good to go. No, now it's 2 weeks after your second jab and then you're fully vaccinated. I guess maybe that's when the magnet wears off. I don't know when the animal magnetism stops, but there's something far more insidious going on, and we're seeing it on CNN, and we're seeing it on MSNBC, and we're seeing it from all of the talking heads this past weekend, and that is they're saying there is no mechanism to tell. How do I know if you're lying? Why should I have to go by the honor system on vaccines? What if my unvaccinated 2-year-old child goes to the supermarket and someone without a mask gives my 2-year-old COVID? They have a 99.9997% chance of surviving unscathed. But what if? And so nobody, not a single one of them, has actually said the words vaccine passport. And I know why that is. That's because the Washington Post tried it, and NPR tried it, and all of the big globalist establishment mouthpieces tried to bring out vaccine passports about 2 months ago. And what happened? The entire conservative world finally woke up, finally realized that COVID was a scam because all it is a tracking and branding system to treat you like cattle. And of course, we had Ron DeSantis put out the executive order banning COVID passports. We had him continue to pressure the legislature in Florida. It wound up getting COVID passports banned in the legislature. Other states have done similar to varying effects. Abbott, of course, his executive order did absolutely nothing. His order doesn't even ban vaccine passports in the private sector, which is what the Washington Post reported the Biden regime wants to do. They want to have Walmart and Carnival Cruises and Delta Airlines require the COVID vaccine passport, not the government. But regardless, conservative opposition to the idea of a vaccine passport was overwhelming. But now, the demand for it may become just as overwhelming because the liberals, the globalists, really, they are apoplectic. They think that you will kill them because you will lie about not getting a vaccine. You will lie and say that you got the Fauci death shot, and then you will go to the supermarket and breathe on them, and you'll kill a baby. And we've gone from killing grandma to killing a baby. I guess we had to drop the grandma thing when it came out that Cuomo might have killed a whole lot of them. Now it's the children, the people who are statistically impossible. It's not going to happen. They will not die from COVID. If they do, it's because they've already got pneumonia. They already have cancer, and it's very, very sad when these things happen. But I'm sorry, the numbers are, again, something like 99.997% chance to recover from COVID perfectly if you are a child. But this is absolutely the new play. This is the new play. They want the vaxxed to be terrified of the unvaxxed. And they want to say that you have no right. You have no right to go into a shared public space like a store or a park. You have no right to go there if you have not been vaccinated. And there's no mechanism to do this. How do we determine who is vaccinated and who is not? Well, obviously the answer has already been decided. It was decided over a year ago. It was reported by InfoWars and by National File and by all of the usual suspects. It all started with something called the COVID pass in the UK. And then, of course, Israel started working on theirs. They've had it for months now. They call it the Green Pass. De Blasio came up with one in New York, but it's flopping, which, by the way, that just feeds into it. Oh, the states can't have their own. We need one for all 50 states, sponsored by Bill Gates and Microsoft and IBM. So that's absolutely the play here. So while I am thoroughly enjoying being able to blend in with the morons who think that just because Biden said it's okay, now they don't have to wear a mask because they've gotten vaccinated, I am very happy that this is creating a faux normal, a faux return to normal. But I think that's the play. I think within, probably by the end of the week, they are going to go back to publicly calling for vaccine passports. And it's up to states, once again, to block this. Our next guest can go into detail about this. Texas legislature has a good bill that would block employers from discriminating against people based on whether or not they've had the vaccine. But guess who's blocking it? Republicans, probably under Abbott's orders. We'll be right back with Tony Ortiz. You are watching The American Journal.
People. People keep asking me, Alex, how did you predict over a year ago that food prices would explode within a year? Because it was in all the globalist actuaries that you shut down most of the world for a year. It's going to cause a collapse in food production and distribution. And not just that, fuel and every other major commodity. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They're hitting us with economic war. I told you food prices would explode. They're now exploding. Our great sponsor, My Patriot, has barely gone up in price. Their competitors have gone up even more, but they're about to go up in 2 weeks. But instead of just holding prices, they're still 10% off until Sunday evening, and then it's got to go up. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices in the year 2021. But you've got to act now, and buying your food from us funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's ready to ship. They've got it on hand. Get yours before the scarcity and the lines start, which I think we'll see by next fall. Hell, a lot of shelves are already empty. This is crazy. We're being collapsed by design. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refuse to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccines, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and banned on video, radio stations, and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live, and I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago, I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal. 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then my Patriot's going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already, and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert, filling in today. My guest right now is a Texas activist and reporter named Tony Ortiz. I want to get Tony's input on a lot of things, ranging from vaccine passports to failed attempts to ban transgender surgeries and chemical castration of minors, as well as Liz Cheney, because I think somebody living under the Abbott regime probably has some fascinating input on Liz Cheney. But Tony, welcome to the broadcast. Let's start with the big subject in Texas right now, and that is the Republican refusal to ban or pass legislation that would effectively ban child gender transition surgeries and chemical castrations and physical castrations. I mean, the video is absolutely horrific when these kids get sliced and diced. You have 7-year-olds getting mastectomies in the state of Texas. You had not just one, but two fantastic bills in the state of Texas that would have ended this barbaric practice in the most conservative state in the country, or so we're told. And Republicans dropped the ball on both, and I'm told at Abbott's order. So I'll let you take it away. What is going on in the state of Texas? How come the conservative Lone Star State, how come the legislators are all hat and no cattle?
Yeah, Tom, thanks for having me. So, yeah, Texas is a mess right now, as you stated. It's an absolute disaster. They're running these scams where basically Texas politicians, Republican politicians, are coming out and they're saying, we're conservative or we're right wing, and they're getting absolutely nothing done. You brought up 1399, which is a bill originally designed to protect children against gender mutilation, right, and protect them against getting these experimental drugs pumped into them, growth hormones, etc. That's completely died. It's gone absolutely nowhere. There's another bill that's up right now called SB 1399. We're hearing now that Stephanie Glick is favorable to this. We're hearing this from multiple people down in Austin, and that is looking like she's indicating that she's going to go ahead and support this. So if that goes through, that'll be phenomenal news. But, you know, we've had a lot of bills basically die on calendar or they haven't moved at all. So, you know, I'll give you some examples. We've got what we call GOP priorities here in Texas. These are priorities that the Republican Party of Texas has voted on that are priority and should be passed, focused on by a Republican politician. And many of them have died. We've written on this. For example, I'll give you one, 1399, the gender transition bill. That has died on calendar. It went nowhere. We had an election integrity bill, basically securing our elections. This was a GOP priority. That has also died on calendar. We had a religious protection bill that allowed you to allow being forced or prevented you from being forced to take vaccines or any other medical procedures based on religious views. That has died on the calendar. We had a monument protection bill. That has died on the calendar. We had a ban on taxpayer funding. That has also been sitting on the Affairs Committee since April 5th. That's likely to die on the calendar.
Well, so let me explain how this works to those who don't know, because this is what we see, and frankly, I think it mirrors what we see on the national scale and what we see in all 50 states. So you have a legislator, like I'll give an example, this guy Jared Patterson, who is obsessed with me on Twitter. He keeps getting into fights and looking really dumb. And so this guy writes, he is a co-author of the bill that would stop kids from getting their hoo-ha ripped out and replaced with a hee-ho. I mean, it's unbelievable. He wrote the bill and he sits on the calendar committee, the people who give it a date when everybody's going to come together and do a vote. And he had the bill ready for, I guess, about a month now. And instead of scheduling a vote, he sat on it and he waited and he said, no, Dustin Burroughs, this other guy, he's in charge of getting it a date. No, he's going to get it a date, I promise. And so finally, they got it on the calendar, but they got it on the calendar so late. There's like 10 days left in the legislative session or something like that. And he got it on the calendar behind 300 some odd other bills. So like you say, these things die on the calendar because they're still voting on bills to make San Marcos like the official whale capital of the world, or the mermaid capital, I think it is. They're still voting on bills to let Muslims sell fireworks for religious holidays. I mean, that seems to be the modus operandi of the Republican Party in Texas. Would you agree?
Yeah. So these are the scams they run. You basically laid it out. It's a giant scam. So Jared Patterson is one of the scam artists down here that basically is doing this. And he will write up these bills, right? And they'll say, oh, I'm a conservative. I'm writing this bill. And then they purposely let it die on calendar. They'll do exactly what you said. They'll schedule it so late past things that are not important. For example, a bill that has apparently made Dr. Pepper the official drink of Texas is, according to the Republicans down here in Texas, more important than voting on, you know, these bills that protect children. These are the scams they run. They'll say it ran out of time, or they'll say a Democrat killed it, or they'll say that it's somebody else's fault that it didn't leave committee or didn't get on the calendar, and they all point the blame at each other. But at the same time, they're all down there, shaking hands and cheering each other on. You know, they're hazing each other down there. It's an absolute scam, and they're very good at running. And it's getting worse. But the good news is that people are waking up to this. People are getting informed. They're reading, they're listening to you. They're reading our website. They're reading National File, and they're becoming aware of these scams that they run.
I think that that's exactly right. People are starting to wake up, and there's some evidence about this, not just in Texas, but kind of across the country. In Georgia, I just read an article from the mainstream media, and they're scared. They're apoplectic because there's all these newcomers going to the Republican Party county level meetings. They're like, this isn't supposed to happen. I've been seeing the same old lady here for 45 years. What's happening? And so I think that that's what's really big right now. Now I want to get back into Texas when it comes to like vaccine passports, where Abbott is dropping the ball, and the legislation that you were talking about that would prevent people from being discriminated against for choosing not to take the vaccine. But before we do that, I think that there's something we can learn about this on the national level, because it all seems to be a game. It all seems to be, oh no, Jared, this guy's the conservative. No, this guy's the conservative. Well, this guy's more conservative. And in reality, they're all holding hands behind closed doors to make sure your kids get their genitals mutilated. And so right now, we of course have Liz Cheney out as her leadership role. She thinks she's going to run for president. She's claiming the entire Republican Party is with her, but her replacements, we're being told, we've either got Chip Roy, who said that Trump is guilty of inciting the insurrection or the erection, I forget which one he says, and then we have Elise Stefanik, who says the right thing, but votes like a huge liberal more often than not. So if you can, what do you think of that? Is this just the Republican? Is it Mitch McConnell? Who on earth came up with this playbook to pull the wool over the eyes of the constituents?
Yeah, so we have a saying here at Current Revolt, and it's basically there is a scam somewhere. We just need to uncover that scam. So essentially anything that an establishment Republican is telling you, or even the GOP at this point, they'll tell you that something's good. You need to actually dig deep and find out where the scam is. And in this case, you know, they got Liz Cheney out, and now they're replacing him with much worse people, or people that are on the same level as being awful, right? And if they're doing the same down here at TechSledge, they're trying to push out these scams and convince people that they're actually doing good things when in reality they're not doing anything. We had a bill on critical race theory. That's a great example of that. They're now saying that they banned critical race theory here in Texas, when in fact they actually made it worse. Now they're forcing classrooms to teach the history of white supremacy, George Washington's Maid, something about the Chicano movement, and this is what happened in their bill that supposedly banned critical race theory. It's made it worse. So these are all scams that these guys are running, and they're double-digit IQ scams. But anybody if they take the time to sit down and actually read the bills or see what they're doing, they can realize that it's all.
Well, Tony, I think it all goes back to what you said, that people are starting to wake up. I mean, I know for a fact that they were horrified when they had hundreds of activists descending on their offices to say, let's stop child mutilation. They're like, why are we getting killed for this? Who is this National File? What is the Current Revolt? What's an info war? I don't understand. And so they're just used to being able to fly under the radar, have absolutely no repercussions for their actions. And I think that that is all changing. But let's, in the next segment, let's turn the table and talk about COVID passports, COVID vaccines, and how Texas is, again, dropping the ball on all of it. We'll be right back.
People keep asking me, Alex, how did you predict over a year ago that food prices would explode within a year? Because it was in all the globalist actuaries that you shut down most of the world for a year. It's going to cause a collapse in food production and distribution. And not just that, fuel and every other major commodity. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They're hitting us with economic war. I told you food prices would explode. They're now exploding. Our great sponsor, My Patriot, has barely gone up in price. Their competitors have gone up even more, but they're about to go up in 2 weeks. But instead of just holding prices, they're still 10% off until Sunday evening, and then it's got to go up. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices in the year 2021. But you've got to act now, and buying your food from us funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's ready to ship. They've got it on hand. Get yours before the scarcity and the lines start, which I think we'll see by next fall. Hell, a lot of shelves are already empty. This is crazy. We're being collapsed by design. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists comprise the oldest and richest families on earth, and they have brought down hundreds and hundreds of nations over the last 1,000 years. They have bankrupted once successful countries all across the world, and they've used the same formulas of civil unrest and civil war. And they're doing it again to the United States of America and Europe right now, bringing in giant third world populations and then brainwashing them and turning them against the country that they wanted to emigrate to because they knew it was better and had more freedom and more opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, America is under scientific attack. And it's time now more than ever to raise the alarm and warn everyone you know about what's really happening and at the same time get prepared in case things continue to go south like they are. One of the smartest moves out there is to get high quality, store food so that as inflation goes up, it's a way to defeat the inflation and have insurance you can eat. So we've extended the sale through this Sunday at 10% off all storable foods at preparewithalex.com. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in 4 different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
To the American Journal. I'm Tom Papert here with Tony Ortiz, who is the man behind Current Revolt. He's a great Texas reporter and activist. And I hate what's happening in Texas, but I love it because it is emblematic for what's happening in this country with the Republican Party. All of the Republicans are coming together to get as many Fox News sound bites as they can, as they do absolutely nothing to help conservatives, absolutely nothing to enact an America First or even a Trumpian agenda. They're pulling the wool over voters' eyes. And Tony, I think what you said is perfect. There's a scam. You just got to figure it out. And so there's another bill that is just dying. I think it's probably dead at this point, that would have prevented employers in Texas from discriminating against employees or potential hires based on whether or not they have a COVID vaccine. And of course, we've already seen the nurse in Texas who says she got fired because she refused to take the vaccine. She got tested. She had the COVID. She has the antibodies. She has the natural God-given vaccine, but they say, no, that's not good enough. You have to get the one made by Bill Gates. And so you have that, and you also have Abbott with his totally phony, totally Bravo Sierra executive order that he claims bans COVID passports. We actually looked at the order. You know, they don't think people are going to do this, and certainly the writers of Fox News didn't do it. But you click on the legislation, and you read it, and it only bans governmental entities from requiring a COVID passport, not private businesses. And Biden's entire plan, as outlined by the Washington Post, is to have private corporations do this. So I want to get into Abbott specifically, because people make him out to be this conservative superhero. And meanwhile, he won't ban vaccine passports. He is the one, I've been told from multiple activists, who killed the transgender bill that would have stopped kids from getting their nads ripped off. He seems like an awful human being who is just really good at getting Fox News sound bites. What do you think?
Yeah, that's essentially what it is. It's a scam. And they convince they look at their polling, and every once in a while they'll react, hopefully positively. But essentially the idea is that Abbott does the very, very bare to appeal to Texans, to pass conservative legislation. And the media will report on it as being something that's a good thing. Your example about him banning COVID vaccination passports is a good one, right? And that it only bans it at a government. So, for example, American Airlines and all the airline industries, they can effectively create a system that requires you in the state of Texas to show a vaccination passport. If you're somebody who uses Uber or ride sharing or does anything else, the bill that he passed allows private businesses to enforce forced vaccination checks on you. And we had a bill, 1687, that was going to prohibit employers from discriminating against employees based on their vaccination status. There's a rep down here, Angie Chen Button. She refused to move it out of committee. And it was very odd. We were trying to connect the dots there. What's the deal? Why is Angie Chen Button not moving this out of committee? And we looked into her donations, got quite a lot of donations from organizations like Texas Instruments or businesses like Texas Instruments and AT&T. We gave her office a call. They would offer no comment on this bill. She actually voted against she abstained on voting for constitutional carry. She was one of the only politicians to abstain on voting on this. And during election season, she'll come out and she'll say, oh, I'm so conservative, I'm so Republican, vote for me. Again, these scams that they run, they're based on the idea that people are not paying attention during session, and that they can run with an R next to their name, they can throw on a red color T-shirt or red color dress, and people will vote for them.
Well, and that's the next thing I want to discuss. I'm so glad you brought up constitutional carry, because that's the next battle. Once again, Republicans in Texas, Abbott specifically, got a lot of good headlines, because Abbott says, if the constitutional carry bill gets to my desk, then golly, I'm going to sign it. So what happens? Well, the House passes it. It goes to the Senate. The Senate makes their modifications. And what we're being told from the National Association of Gun Rights, from Texas Gun Rights, and from other people who would know is that the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, put in some poison pill into this legislation that makes it illegal for the House to pass it. So it goes back to the House after the Senate makes their changes, and now there is a legislative conference where the two sides have to get together and parse it out and try to pass this thing so Texans can have the right to have a gun. I mean, it's unbelievable. You would think that Texas would pass this. Delaware has constitutional carry. Kansas has constitutional carry. There's like 11 new states that have just passed these bills and got it signed into law, but not Texas. No, Texas is slow walking it, and it looks like it might die. And so when I saw Abbott come out and say he would sign it, to me, that was like proof that it wasn't ever going to happen. And then when Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor, who again loves to go on Fox News, in fact, he became the straw man. I don't know if you remember this, Tony, but all the way at the beginning of the so-called pandemic, he went on Fox News and said, well, I think old people should just be willing to die of COVID if it means that young people can have a good economy, which the way he said it, he became the straw man that was very easy for the left to defeat, and he became a laughingstock. And anybody then who refused to go along with the lockdowns, they just pointed at the straw man created by Dan Patrick and laughed at them. So what is going on with constitutional carry? Who is behind the effort to kill this very basic thing that all Texans should want? and all Republicans across the entire country would want, who is killing it?
Yeah, and you basically laid out the scam there, right? Abbott will come out and say, oh, I'll sign it if it gets to my desk. And then his people just basically don't get it to his desk. So he doesn't have to worry about signing it, right? Lieutenant Dan, right? Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, he basically will run on one thing and then do an absolutely different thing, right? He was a big pro-Trump guy, you know, during election season. He was always pictured next to Trump. He's always on Fox News. And now it's time for him to put up and show exactly what how conservative he is, and he's not doing it. We've got this bill that will give Texans constitutional carry, and it's an absolute embarrassment that we don't have it, right? We're Texans, right? We're the stereotype, guns, horses, cowboys, all that stuff, and we do not have constitutional carry. It's an absolute joke. So now he's saying, oh, you know what? I'm getting hit up by people that say that they don't really want this thing, and we've got multiple chief of police down there in Austin lobbying against this. So the police are actually trying to get constitutional carry killed. We've got LTC teachers, instructors trying to kill the bill, right? You've got Texans, citizens that want to be able to protect themselves, right? And they won't listen to us. They're listening to the chief of police. They're listening to these license to carry instructors, and they're refusing to pass this thing. They're poisoning it, right? So that's another one, adding all these amendments and these adjustments to the bill. And they're basically poisoning it, so he has to go in circles. And eventually they'll wait long enough, and all you have to do is wait out the timer. And eventually they'll say, oh, sorry, you know, we didn't get around to voting for it. We promise we'll get it done next time. Please get me reelected so I can get it done this time. I pinky promise. And don't forget to block, walk, and donate to my campaign.
And by the way, something that I always like to point out, and the InfoWars crew reminded me by showing our article where we had a bizarre photo of Dan Patrick. The man has no fashion sense, but he was a big time supporter of Ted Cruz in 2016. So it's almost like all you have to do is go into the Wayback Machine, see who these people were before the age of Trump, and then you can kind of parse together what scam they are running, because he's certainly not a Trump supporter. He's certainly not an ideological America firster. He is an opportunist who wants his political career to continue, and therefore he will align himself with President Trump at every opportunity. So, Tony, in the couple minutes we've got left, what can people do to push back against this type of thing? I always love to give action items because it just seems hopeless if you don't. So what do you recommend folks do in Texas or in their own state to try to affect some change and prevent these scams from being successful?
Yeah, the biggest thing is if you don't have time to volunteer or work on grassroots campaigns, right, is to stay informed. Not listen to mainstream news, right? InfoWars is a great news source. Our website, KurtRevolts.com, is great. Texas Scorecard is another one that gives a really great breakdown of everything going down there. And those are good ways to stay informed, right? If you do have time, like to get involved, joining grassroots organizations is incredibly important. True Texas Project, if you go to TrueTexasProject.com, phenomenal. Grassroots group that basically keeps track of all these bills and does a lot of activism, is out in the community. Phenomenal group, and they're everywhere all over Texas. They've got satellite organizations all over Texas. I would suggest joining a group like that and just talking about it and correcting people when they say, oh, Abbott is a great conservative. Well, hey, let me tell you why that's not exactly correct, right? So talking about these things, discussing it with your neighbors, because most people that are, you know, conservatives like us, the average population, the average conservative is not plugged in. They're not aware of these scams that are being run. We need to talk about this.
And I think that that's what's changing, hopefully because of Current Revolt, hopefully because of National File, InfoWars, and the whole movement that was really created and set on fire by President Trump. These people think we're going to go away and be good little sycophants. It's just not going to happen. Tony Ortiz, thank you for coming on the show. Make sure to follow his page on Facebook, Current Revolt, across all social media. Fantastic source of news.
People keep asking me, Alex, how did you predict over a year ago that food prices would explode within a year? Because it was in all the globalist actuaries that you shut down most of the world for a year, it's going to cause a collapse in food production and distribution. And not just that, fuel and every other major commodity. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They're hitting us with economic war. I told you food prices would explode. They're now exploding. Our great sponsor, My Patriot, has barely gone up in price. Their competitors have gone up even more, but they're about to go up in 2 weeks. But instead of just holding prices, they're still 10% off until Sunday evening, and then it's got to go up. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices in the year 2021. But you've got to act now, and buying your food from us funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's ready to ship. They've got it on hand. Get yours before the scarcity and the lines start, which I think we'll see by next fall. Hell, a lot of shelves are already empty. This is crazy. We're being collapsed by design. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com. Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right, Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch live right now at band.video.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. It's in my hometown. Make sure to
welcome back. We are now in the second hour of The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert, filling in this morning for Harrison Smith. I want to quickly share with you the new product that is available at InfoWarsStore.com, because when you buy these products, you physically, directly, 100% fund the InfoWar. None of this could happen without your support. And the brand new item that is flying off the shelves, I'm being told, Alex loves it, everybody, the crew loves it. I need to get myself some of this. I'm going to have to fly down to Austin before it goes out of stock. Fizzy magnesium formula fueled by the power of ionization right now at the introductory price of $19.99. Now, 75% of Americans do not meet the recommended amount of magnesium intake. Now, this is another thing that you have to have. There's a reason why there is a minimum recommended amount that you are supposed to be consuming every day, but the American diet, that is given to us by the elites, does not afford for it. It's similar to iodine, which, of course, InfoWars sells multiple different formulas. My personal favorite is X3. A lot of folks prefer X2, but this is another situation like that. Now, in addition to that, just like with iodine, many people are not taking true ionic magnesium for optimal absorption and delivery to individual cells. Now, this repairs DNA, regulates the nervous system, converts food into energy, and does so much more. So InfoWars has been looking to develop a product like this for some time now, and right now you can get it for the introductory price of $19.99, and when you do it, you fuel, you fund the InfoWars as well as your own body. And right now, when you buy the two-pack, you get the first one for $20, the second one for $15, $14.95, only available at InfoWarsStore.com. Delicious drink available right now. Again, brand new product. Fund the InfoWar. Fight the InfoWar. When you do this, you are the tip of the spear. You are arguably more important than me or Alex or Owen or Harrison, any of us, when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and fund this fight. So we just had Tony Ortiz on, and he delivered such impressive points about the state of the Republican Party. And I focus on these states, and National File focuses on these states like Arkansas and Texas and Arizona and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Florida and Georgia, because it's truly emblematic And in a way, it's the easiest fight, because if you look at what's happening on Capitol Hill right now, it's the same exact scams that Tony described happening at a much larger level with a lot larger paychecks involved. And so right now, Liz Cheney is, of course, being promoted as the true representative of the Republican Party. That's never mind the fact that, according to The Hill, new polling shows 8 in 10, that's 80% of Republicans who are plugged in enough to know about her being removed from her leadership position, agree with it. But yet she's being heralded. The Wyoming Democrats are going to try to help her win in 2022. That's how insane this is. She says that the Republican Party, led by Trump and led by people like you, the viewer, is dangerous. Very, very dangerous. This might get you killed being a good Republican, being an America Firster. And meanwhile, as Tony and I discussed, Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, says, well, you have a choice. We can either have Chip Roy, who says Trump is guilty of insurrection, or we can have Elise Stefanik, who never votes with Trump, but says the right thing. And so you first had the false dichotomy between Cheney and Stefanik. Now you have the false dichotomy of Stefanik or Roy. But the fact is, people like Paul Gosar, who are actually trying to get to the bottom of January 6th, who call out the murder of Ashley Babbitt, ignored. People like Mo Brooks, who started the entire movement to try to save the election on January 6th, he's ignored. Even people like Jim Jordan, who is way too close to Google for me to be comfortable with, but he's a member of the House Freedom Caucus, ignored. This is the scam. This is what they don't want you to know about. Don't go away. You are watching The American Journal.
2 weeks ago, I launched a sale on all the high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com, and I pointed out that the Bloomberg Global Food Index shows that current crop purchases being made for the end of the summer when the crops are completed around the world is up 76%. That alone will cause civil unrest, major problems. Since then, inflation has exploded in the last 2 weeks. You've seen the pipeline crises. You've seen Governor Whitmer shutting down or trying to shut down the pipeline in Michigan. This is a concerted operation. And so, listeners had a huge response to our big sale, 2020 prices in the year 2021. 10% off all storable foods, preparewithalex.com. Now, the sale ended yesterday, so I'm now, because of a lot of requests, extending it through Sunday, and then it absolutely has to end. So, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, your supplies, highest quality water filters, and so much more. PrepareWithAlex.com. It's the best tool you're going to find on high quality storable food for you and your family and your community. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. You are watching The American Journal, and I am Tom Papert. We're talking about traitorous Republicans. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about big tech and what their role is in all this. And how President Trump is really taking some wrong steps right now to try to connect with his base. He's not doing it. It's just not happening. And it's not happening because of the Republican gatekeepers that now surround him, because of the total hacks who ran his 2020 campaign and are now still involved on a day-to-day level. But there's a simple barometer here. What is the Republican talking about? Are they talking about the squad and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Or are they talking about the things that are actually happening? Are they talking about Republican betrayals of the base? Are they talking about the fact that only two or three congressmen are trying to get answers in the murder of Ashley Babbitt? Are they talking about the Biden regime using the tools of the federal government, like the no-fly list, the DOJ, the FBI, to attack people who disagree with them? Which one of the two things are they talking about? And if you look at House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, he says that nobody is questioning the results of the 2020 election. He says that's over. Mitch McConnell says the same. And Kevin McCarthy is not supposed to be another Mitch McConnell. No, he goes on Fox News and he supports President Trump. Of course, he's totally silent when Nick Fuentes is put on the no-fly list. He's totally silent when Lauren Witzke is canceled. He's totally silent about big tech censorship. He's silent about virtually everything that the viewers of this program, that InfoWarriors, that frankly red-blooded Americans actually care about. And so Michelle Malkin really points out what is happening, and it's so brave. I don't know what on earth, how on earth she is still on the air in Newsmax, why they have not pulled this wonderful woman off the air. Let's watch a few seconds of her clip about Biden using war on terror tactics to silence political dissidents. Let's go to clip number 5.
Welcome back to Sovereign Nation. I'm Michelle Malkin. My first guest is journalist Evan McGuire of the American Spectator. Thanks for joining me, Evan.
Good to be here this morning.
You bet. You've written an alarming article for The Spectator on the war on terror tactics that were an artifact of 9/11 and during the Bush era, obviously now being employed by the Biden administration against Americans who happened to participate in the January 6th rally. So let's start with the no-fly list. It's the focus of this program, but it's not the only one of the tactics being used against Americans, and I definitely want to get into some of the ones that you enumerated in your article. But the Terrorist Screening Center, which is run by the FBI, oversees the no-fly list, and they maintain on their website and publicly that they don't use this list to punish First Amendment-protected activities. Is that what your reporting shows?
No, it seems that they are clearly violating the civil liberties of Americans who have questions about the 2020 election and, you know, what occurred then. We need to have free and fair elections in this country, and they need to be transparent. And people who call that out protested, you know, on January 6th. And as a result of that, some of them have been put on a no-fly list, it appears. There's no, like, public list. You can't look up, you know, just, oh, is someone on the list or not? It's not an easy answer. But it seems like from what Mr. Nick Fuentes and Senate candidate Lauren Witzke said, that they have been put on this list in some form or another.
Yes, and during my monologue, I showed some of the
videos. So that is an excerpt from what you hear from Michelle Malkin. And, of course, how many Republicans have talked about this? I think Paul Gosar sent a tweet. I think a couple of the good guys in the House did. I don't think a single sitting Republican senator has. And I certainly don't think anybody in leadership or anybody being considered for leadership has discussed this. And, you know, it was a big, big scandal when the no-fly list and all this stuff first started happening. And these same Republicans, in some cases, some of these people have been there for like three generations now. Former Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, when he finally left this year, he left in January. He got up there and he gave a speech about how long he's been there, and he remembers helping getting President Dwight Eisenhower elected. I mean, Eisenhower, the guy's been there since Eisenhower. So these Republicans all were signing off on all of the Patriot Act, the no-fly list, all of it. And so now here we are at the end of the day with the civil libertarians, Alex Jones, InfoWarriors, and even some of the liberals who are now no longer really liberal. They all warned that this would happen, that it would be used to silence American citizens, and that's exactly what is happening. But Republicans are silent. Republicans are silent when their own supporters, some of their most vocal advocates, are being silenced by the regime. And similarly, it was a big scandal during the Obama years. Everybody remembers Lois Lerner and her weaponization of the IRS. She used it to go after Tea Party groups. If you were a conservative group and had Tea Party in the name, you were going to get audited, you were going to get fined, you were going to get fees, you were going to have everything happen to you because the Obama regime identified the Tea Party as a threat to its goals. And by the way, if you want to go further back into time, Nixon was castigated for this. Nixon used the Department of Justice, the FBI, virtually every branch of the government to go after his political enemies. And granted, his political enemies were cutthroat communists who would have gladly done the same thing against him. But the liberal media had a big problem with this when it was Nixon. Even when it was Obama, they had to say that there was something wrong with Lois Lerner using the IRS to attack Tea Party groups. But now, The Republicans are on board. The liberal media is on board. And frankly, the lion's share of the conservative media is on board. Aside from Alex Jones and Michelle Malkin, not even Newsmax as a whole, mostly just Michelle Malkin. Aside from these few people, you're going to get absolutely nobody concerned about it. Absolutely nobody. And so this is the real barometer. If you want to know if a Republican is worth anything at all, well, what is Kevin McCarthy talking about on a daily basis? He's talking about socialism and the squad and Joe Biden's big taxation policies. We want an infrastructure bill that actually funds infrastructure. That's the Republican Party leadership's position in 2020. By the way, Kevin McCarthy thinks he's going to be House Speaker in 2022. I'm not so sure how successful he's going to be in that. I guess it all depends on us. If we're going to sit down and take the false dichotomy that now exists, whether it's going to be Chip Roy or Elise Stefanik, or if we're going to stand up and say, no, we want actual representation and leadership. And frankly, this is the turning point for the America First movement. Will it be co-opted just like the Tea Party movement was and just like so many movements before it? Remember when Reagan came in, there was a big red wave. Are we going to be co-opted by the establishment, by the grifters, by the do-nothing Republicans who are happy to watch the American empire decline, manage it, and get rich in the process? Or are we going to elect people who actually have the ideology shared by President Trump and Alex Jones and Michelle Malkin and Nick Fuentes and so many other people? Are we going to actually get involved and take this party back so we can take this country back? Because this is the time, just historically, and with Joe Biden being worse than Jimmy Carter, I mean, if we have a country at all, if they don't launch the EMP and send us all back into the dark ages, in 2022, the House and probably the Senate are going to swing back Republican. But right now, it is our job, it is your job, it is the job of every single person who is awake to make sure that when that happens, it's people like Michelle Malkin, it's people like Lauren Witzke, it's people like Nick Fuentes that are part of this new Republican wave. And it's not a bunch of people who are going to suck up to Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and leadership. And it's not a bunch of people who are just going to get there and be so stunned by the amount of respect and prestige that they're given that they become part of the machine. And by the way, what's happening in Texas, what's happening in Arkansas and Florida and Georgia and everywhere, we're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. That's important, and that is emblematic. We have to take the party back from the very bottom. And we have to make these people realize that Alex Jones is not going anywhere, and InfoWars is going nowhere, and Michelle Malkin and National File. We're all here to stay. You can either get behind us or you can get out of the way. Don't go away. You're watching The American Journal.
Scientists agree. Magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways. Magnesium is required for your body to do the following. Helps convert food into energy. Helps with muscle contraction function. Helps regulate the nervous system. Helps with protein building in the muscles, and so much more. And now it's available in this concentrated form of ionized fizzy magnesium. It tastes great. I take it in the morning, I take it in the evening. It is so essential in my life, and I hope all of you will check it out and try it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is the best formula from our research you're going to find out there. So if you've already enjoyed other magnesium formulas, give this one a try. I think you're going to love it. At the same time, it funds the InfoWar, which is a true 360 win. Now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for only $19.95. People keep asking me, Alex, how did you predict over a year ago that food prices would explode within a year? Because it was in all the globalist actuaries that you shut down most of the world for a year. It's going to cause a collapse in food production and distribution. And not just that, fuel and every other major commodity. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They're hitting us with economic war. I told you food prices would explode. They're now exploding. Our great sponsor, My Patriot, has barely gone up in price. Their competitors have gone up even more, but they're about to go up in 2 weeks. But instead of just holding prices, they're still 10% off until Sunday evening, and then it's got to go up. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices in the year 2021. But you've got to act now, and buying your food from us funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's ready to ship. They've got it on hand. Get yours before the scarcity and the lines start, which I think we'll see by next fall. Hell, a lot of shelves are already empty. This is crazy. We're being collapsed by design. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high quality fish oil does. And it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
How you get so much favor on your side? Except the measure, Lord and Savior, I replied. That's your love, that neighbor, not divide.
Welcome back to the world. I'm sorry, The American Journal. So used to hosting in the afternoon. No, The American Journal, the home of the best bumper music in the business. So we've been talking about what is happening in the Republican Party, how the wool is being pulled over the eyes of the voters. And now I want to turn to what you can do to push back. And we're seeing this all across the country, from Arizona, where Kelly Ward was, of course, reelected to her position as the Republican Party chair of the state. We're seeing it in other states where now we have Wisconsin doing an official audit of the 2020 election. We're seeing this in Pennsylvania, where there are large calls from people to do from major activists and former people running for election in the state calling for an audit. And of course, in Georgia, the first state to pass sweeping election integrity reform, should have been better, but it was the best thing that we could get their horrific governor, Brian Kemp, to sign. And now, just I'm going to read a little bit of this article from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, because the media, the establishment, the globalists are in panic that you are waking up and you are getting involved. They're starting to realize that this whole scamdemic, where they told everybody to sit at home and play on your cell phone for a year, backfired, because I think it allowed people to find Alex Jones and National File and actual real news outlets that are pushing back on the globalist agenda. And now these people want to get involved. So this is the article. It's in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which, I mean, maybe it's worth noting that this publication was tied up in court for something like 20, 25 years about because they lied about the poor guy, Richard Jewell, or allegedly lied, perhaps I should say, said that he planted bombs during the Olympics all the way back in the 90s. And Jewell, of course, represented by Lynn Wood at the time, won settlement after settlement after settlement. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution is the first one to propagate that claim. And I believe It was finally dropped after Richard Jewell died. So that's the publication that we are reading from here. The headline is, a surge of newcomers pack Georgia GOP meetings across the state. Fury over Trump's narrow defeat, combined with anger at President Joe Biden's administration, helped bring a surge of new faces to the weekend meetings held in 13 of Georgia's 14 congressional districts. Many speakers repeated Trump's false claims of widespread election fraud in Georgia, which have been repeatedly debunked. You notice how they do this? This is the propaganda. And frankly, there are still people who read this garbage and take it as fact, horrifying as that may be. But nobody gave us an answer on what Ruby Freeman was doing with those suitcases full of ballots that she got from a table that was covered with a tablecloth, totally against regulations. Nobody explained why they evacuated the building because somebody flushed a tampon down a toilet and it got clogged. Nobody explained why Joe Biden's votes only started coming in at 2 in the morning after Ruby Freeman started counting those suitcase ballots. Nobody ever explained this, and it's not been debunked. You know what they consider debunking? Somebody with an official title saying, I debunk this. This has been debunked. I am the debunker. Nobody explained why Ruby Freeman was working with her daughter, Shay Moss. Nobody explained any of this. Nobody explained how come there were like routers and smart thermostats that were getting hacked by election integrity experts. No, none of it was explained. Nobody has explained why Jordan Fuchs, who I have multiple sources, is the one who told me, leaked that phone call between President Trump and Brad Raffensperger. Nobody has explained why she was allowed to do that. Nobody has explained if she broke the law because she seems to have done it while she was in Florida, which is a two-party consent state, meaning you cannot record phone calls without everybody involved in the conversation's express permission. None of this has been explained. It has not been debunked. But that's the language of people who have fear that you have to say twice. They said it twice in one paragraph. Many speakers repeated Trump's false claims of widespread election fraud in Georgia, which have been repeatedly debunked. I repeat myself, but excuse me, I repeat myself. The uptick in participation evoked memories of the round of Republican meetings in 2016 when Trump brought legions of new conservative supporters to sleepy party gatherings, often dominated by establishment figures or long-standing volunteers. Legions. And, of course, it's still the language they use to describe President Trump. It's the legions of doom. You are the unwashed masses. You're the conspiracy theorists. You're the foul-mouthed mob. And so the fact that they devoted, I'm not going to read much more of this thing because it's like a 10,000-word article, and frankly, I don't recommend you read it either, but I just want to share with you some of that language that they use to describe the people who want to take their party back. You're a conspiracy theorist. You are a legion of doom. You are spreading unsubstantiated, widespread claims of voter fraud that have been repeatedly debunked. And this is not a conservative publication. No, this is the local left-wing rag, the local left-wing paper of record. And so if even they are worried, the New York Times did this recently as well in Texas, had a 10,000-word article talking about the Texas Republicans took every branch of government and then they turned on themselves. They very much want the old guard Republicans to remain in power. They love Kevin McCarthy, and they love the local version of Kevin McCarthy. They love Mitch McConnell, and they love the local version of Mitch McConnell. But let's turn back to Arizona for a moment, because if you wonder how on earth is this happening, how are we getting this audit where they're saying that up to 17.5% of the ballots are off? They say there's going to be 500 ballots in a box, and it turns out there's 430. They say there's going to be 250 ballots in a box, and it turns out there's 150. They say there's going to be 500 ballots in a box, and it turns out there's 560. How did we get to learn this, though? Well, that's because in Arizona, they're a little bit ahead of the curve. Because they had a guy, you might have heard from him, his name is Songbird John McCain. And John McCain was a very divisive figure. He held power in that state with an iron fist. But the people were turning on him towards the end of his reign. as happens with all ailing monarchs, tyrants. And so people started to get involved in about 2015-16 with President Trump. And Kelly Ward, of course, became the GOP party chair soon after. And that's because people like you sitting at home in your car, in your office, walking down the street, they thought, you know what, how hard is this? These total losers have been running roughshod over me and my state and my family for God knows how long. They're not smart. How hard is this? And they did a little bit of research, and it turns out it's pretty darn easy. You go, you run for, you get 50 of your best friends, less even, and you run for the GOP precinct committeeman role, and you win. And then you find out that about 15 other people did that. Well, now all of a sudden you have a wedge that you can use to get a party chairman elected who you actually like. And before you know it, you have a Kelly Ward in the state who is using her pressure, her political power to pressure the Senate into doing the right thing. Fortunately, Senate President Karen Fan, who is not a fire breather there in Arizona, she's just a very good Republican. She's not looking for headlines. She's not a person who uses Trumpian rhetoric, even if she is on our side. And so she calls for the audit and she sends subpoenas. And before you know it, we have Cyber Ninjas, the company conducting the audit, revealing that there are massive discrepancies, leading to some analysts to say Joe Biden likely did not win the state. We'll be right back.
It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live, and I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago, I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal, 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then my Patriots going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already, and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, 10% off.
Scientists agree. Magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways. Magnesium is required for your body to do the following. Helps convert food into energy. Helps with muscle contraction function. Helps regulate the nervous system. Helps with protein building in the muscles, and so much more. And now it's available in this concentrated form of ionized fizzy magnesium. It tastes great. I take it in the morning, I take it in the evening. It is so essential in my life, and I hope all of you will check it out and try it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is the best formula from our research you're going to find out there. So if you've already enjoyed other magnesium formulas, give this one a try. I think you're going to love it. At the same time, it funds the InfoWar, which is a true 360 win. Now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for only $19.95.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine until they get safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Tom Packer. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We have a very impressive guest right now, but before that, I just want to remind folks that none of this is possible without you. You are the lifeblood of the InfoWar, and you show your support, of course, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and taking advantage of the fantastic deals that Alex has going, which today, this has to be the last day. He keeps saying one more day, one more day, one more day. Well, right now, you can get 50% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off the Fish Oil Combo Pack, 50% off Winter Sun Plus, the all-new Fizzy Magnesium Formula, delicious and fueled by the power of ionization. You can get Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Down and Out is on sale. Night, Day and Night Combo Pack, where you get Turbo Force and my personal favorite, Sleep Assister Knockout, on sale right now. You can get so many amazing deals, including the brand new shirt, which is, of course, Alex Jones Did Nothing Wrong, right now as low as $10, depending on your size. And you can still get, for what I assume is a very, very limited time, survival and prepping equipment, such as the InfoWar Select 3-month combo pack from MyPatriotSupply.com, PrepareWithAlex.com, InfoWarsStore.com. You can save $90 right now, and this is even as the supply chain collapses in real time. And it's all by design, of course, but that's no reason to ignore it, and that's no reason not to protect your family. So InfoWarsStore.com, PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of these fantastic deals. Save your family some heartache. Save your family some stress. It's the best life insurance you can have, is living a good life, a happy life, and a prepared life. InfoWarsStore.com. My guest right now is Mark Sidney. He is the co-founder of Spreely, which is quickly becoming the second alternative social media site that is really erupting. I mean, you have, of course, Gab, and the growth has been astronomical. You had Parler, and then you find out that they're connected with the Convention of States, and they're hiring this grifter to be their CEO, and they fired their old guy because he didn't want to have Amazon running their business, basically. And so now Spreely, I think, is really experiencing some success, but that's not why I wanted to have Mark on. Mark, I wanted to talk about President Trump's new blog, first of all, and kind of the pitfalls that come with deplatforming. So President Trump launched, of course, the desk of Donald J. Trump earlier this month, and the growth has not been astronomical. In fact, the number of impressions and engagements that's been tracked roughly matches the same amount of engagements that he gets on Gab, where they have a fill-in account, and they're very public that he's not on the platform. They just have an account where they repost all of his statements. And so Trump is getting great engagement on a platform he's not even on. He's spending who knows how much money to have this Desk of Donald J. Trump blog, where you can't even write anything. You can just share it to Facebook and Twitter, which I still don't get that. And of course, there's lots of opportunities to donate to President Trump on there. But not to bash Trump necessarily, but I think this is one of the pitfalls of when you get deplatformed. When Alex Jones got deplatformed, in about 15 minutes, band.video was created. And it was a video platform. Now there's comments. You can share. But I don't think President Trump is taking the same route. So, and of course, Alex Jones is on Spreely. Alex Jones is on Gab. Alex Jones is everywhere he can be. President Trump is not. So deplatforming is coming for all of us. The federal government wants more of it. What do you advise people do when the cancel mob comes for them?
Well, that's a tough question. I guess the solution are places like Gab, Spreely. Parler was one. They seem to have been going through some stumbling blocks now. But we need to create our own communication systems. I supported President Trump. I think he tried to do what he thought was best for America. I didn't always agree with what he did, but I didn't think he was making decisions because he was getting checks, which I think 95% of people in Washington or more operate that way. And, you know, just because I support him doesn't mean I'm going to save him from criticism that he needs. I mean, why you would have a Twitter and Facebook share button on your blog that, you know, these are two platforms that have kicked you off. They're not going to allow it. If I were Trump's people, I would be talking to Alex Jones. He's the one who's dealt with this, and he's got 1,000 sites and URLs all queued up, ready to mirror whatever he does when they take him out. You know, this is a cat and mouse game, and we played it on Facebook for a long time where they would try to take our reach away through these arbitrary means, and we would just figure out a way around it. And I know he was the president. He's a billionaire, and he doesn't want to play these games. You know, I assume that he thinks that he needs to do things a certain way, and, you know, he doesn't want to be seen to be, I don't know what the exact word is, but he needs to have a certain level of professionalism, and I agree with that, but he needs to speak to the people. He's been successfully deplatformed, not just off social media, but media entirely. I try to find before, and Trump Desk is good in that you're able to have one location where you can go and see the statements from the president, where before the media wouldn't even cover them. I'd have to go to National File, where I go every day anyway, to find Trump statements. Other than that, there was really no one to see it. So it's great that he's got the site, but what he needs to do is create his own platform. Or he's got the Gab account with 2 million people. Go on Gab. There's no, look, I come from a Jewish family. Gab's not anti-Semitic. Are there people on there saying some ridiculous things? A small portion of them, of course, but that's every platform. So he needs to go where people want him. It's his base. There are millions upon millions of people want to hear his message. And just posting things to a blog that can't be shared on traditional social media, it's just not an effective communication strategy. So we're told that he's coming out with a platform. We were kind of led to believe that it was coming when Trump Desk was released. That didn't pan out. So I hope that they are, or at least they're in talks with these other, you know, social media sites to get him on there. I mean, Gab is really the one that scaled all the way. I think we're going to give them a run for their money. Not that we're competitors, but I think we're going to get up there and compete with them. But he should be everywhere. Take a page out of Alex's book. He was one of the first early adapters for Spreely and every other social site. And I encourage everyone, you should not put all your eggs in one basket, because you see how quickly, especially the tech left, will just deplatform people they don't agree with. And it's just getting out of control. And we're seeing stories now that Twitter is removing people based on the requests of the Democrat Secretary of State in Massachusetts. It's turning into an arm of the government, and that's never good.
Well, and something I want to get into two things, and I guess we'll start. We have a couple minutes left in this segment. We'll hold you over, obviously. But you mentioned that President Trump needs to talk to his supporters. And I think that that is the biggest loss from his Twitter account. It's not that, oh, the impressions and he gets to share his message. No, it's that we get to respond to the president. And if he happens to check his iPhone, he might see what we have to say. And so when the president, excuse me, was making some bad moves from time to time, he would get checked in his own replies, and people would say, I love you, Mr. President. You're amazing. I love America first. I love what you're doing, but I really think you should back up on this one. I think you're doing the wrong move. Whoever is telling you this is a bad advisor and you shouldn't listen to him. And frankly, that started to be removed from him during COVID. And then he had the rally in Tulsa last year when it was the one of the longest Trump rallies there's ever been. And that's because when he started it, it was, we have the lowest African-American unemployment. We have this, we have that, stuff that just nobody really cared about in 2016. And the crowd was not responding. And it took until President Trump I think he just sat up there and was like, I'm just going to keep talking until I figure out what these people actually care about. And by the end of it, it was back to build the wall. We're going to deport them. Fauci's a liar. Take your mask off. So President Trump is being robbed of that real-time response from the base that he cultivated. And meanwhile, he's just being told from advisors around him, from Kushner, from Brad Parscale, from Dan Scavino, what they think is important, what they think will resonate with the base. And frankly, it just doesn't. And so I think that that's the biggest loss from what happened. It's not that it's not even about sharing his message. It's about the fact that we cannot speak to the president anymore. And he is being told some very stupid things from some very abysmally low IQ people who unfortunately are in his orbit. So President Trump has said that there is some type of announcement coming on July 4th, about a month and a half from now. I want to get your thoughts on what that may be, if that's going to be Trumper or Trumpet, whatever he's going to call his own social media site, or if you think he's going to be allowed back on Facebook. And I want to get into your history with Facebook too, and how liberating I think it is when you just do your own thing, whether it's on Gab or your own website. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
People keep asking me, Alex, how did you predict over a year ago that food prices would explode within a year? Because it was in all the globalist actuaries that you shut down most of the world for a year. It's going to cause a collapse in food production and distribution. And not just that, fuel and every other major commodity. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They're hitting us with economic war. I told you food prices would explode. They're now exploding. Our great sponsor, My Patriot, has barely gone up in price. Their competitors have gone up even more, but they're about to go up in 2 weeks. But instead of just holding prices, they're still 10% off until Sunday evening, and then it's got to go up. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices in the year 2021. But you've got to act now, and buying your food from us funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's ready to ship. They've got it on hand. Get yours before the scarcity and the lines start, which I think we'll see by next fall. Hell, a lot of shelves are already empty. This is crazy. We're being collapsed by design. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refused to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccine, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth. The globalists comprise the oldest and richest families on Earth, and they have brought down hundreds and hundreds of nations over the last 1,000 years. They have bankrupted once successful countries all across the world, and they've used the same formulas of civil unrest and civil war. And they're doing it again to the United States of America and Europe right now, bringing in giant third world populations and then brainwashing them and turning them against the country that they wanted to emigrate to because they knew it was better and had more freedom and more opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, America is under scientific attack. And it's time now more than ever to raise the alarm and warn everyone you know about what's really happening, and at the same time, get prepared in case things continue to go south like they are. One of the smartest moves out there is to get high quality, storable food so that as inflation goes up, it's a way to defeat the inflation and have insurance you can eat. So we've extended the sale through this Sunday at 10% off all storable foods at preparewithalex.com. One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that Around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine and don't think it's safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm Tom Babbert here with Mark Spreely, Mark Sidney. I always do that to you, Mark. Mark Sidney, the co-founder of Spreely. Maybe it's time for a name change. And so President Trump is reportedly going to launch his own social media platform on the 4th of July. He's got two rallies, we're being told, planned for the month of June, and then another one sometime in July. But I'm skeptical and I'm worried. I mean, we have public statements from Andrew Torba, the CEO of Gab. We have reported statements in Newsweek and other publications saying that President Trump's advisors want censorship on any platform that he's on, that it's not going to be a free speech platform. And then we've, of course, seen the desk of Donald J. Trump, which, as you say, there's some intelligence and there is one place you can go to read all of his statements other than my inbox. He just emails them to me. It's like all the, you know, I'm looking, oh, crap, Trump sent another email. Quick, somebody write this. So it does serve that purpose, but I'm skeptical. What do you make of the decision to make his own social media outlet and of course the website? It's basically just a way for the campaign or the PAC now to raise money. So what are your thoughts? Do you think this is a good move and what should we expect?
I think it's a good move. It just, like anything else, depends on how they execute it. So what I would learn from creating Trump Desk is that these people hate you. They will never let you back on Twitter and Facebook. They will do everything they can to destroy you. Zuckerberg gave $400 million, just as much as our government allocated, to, quote, get out the vote. And it just happened to be in counties that were critical and suspicious and had suspicious results in the election, right? So these people are not your friends. There's no playing nice. You're not going to be in the app stores. It's not happening. No matter what you do, you could censor everyone and you will get no results. It's not going to happen. So don't take half measures. If you're going to create a site, make it a free speech site. You're going to need a phone. You're going to need, and I think President Trump, if he created a phone or acquired a phone company and then went out and launched a phone with an operating system similar to the ones that are the two main, you know, that have the market share, I think he could cut in that market overnight. There'd probably be 10, 20, 30, 40 million people who would buy that phone. And I would make
buy a Trump phone. And then he would have an app store that's not going to ban him. But you just brought up something that's so important. So he didn't like Gab, according to Andrew Torba, because of some of the nasty things that a very small minority of the people on Gab say, whether it's about Jews or Muslims or whatever. You know, if you allow free speech, you get crazy people. That's what happens. And it happens on Facebook and Twitter, too. Look at the CNN guy who over the weekend said, this is not Tom Papert saying this. He said that the world needs a new Hitler. That's a CNN contributor on Twitter. But you're right, because they banned Gab from the app stores. They banned Parler from the app stores. I don't want to mention your name because then they'll go for you next. But you're not, anything that has Trump on it is not going to be on the app stores. So even if you have a platform where you're never allowed to criticize the president, meaning Trump, you're never allowed to criticize certain policy positions, you're never allowed to criticize whether it was a good decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem, for example, that's not going to save him. They're going to ban him no matter what. Trump's Twitter account, when they banned him, he's telling everybody, go home, be peaceful, get out of the Capitol, stop it. And they ban him anyway. I mean, there is no winning with these people. They have declared ideological war against us. So you might as well just embrace it and actually embrace free speech instead of trying to play by their games, which leads us to the next thing I wanted to discuss, which is, for National File, we were locked out of Facebook for months because they did some backhanded shenanigans. We were never banned. They just locked us out. Twitter, of course, we've got shadow bans. We've got search bans. We've got all the bans on Twitter, except for an outright one. But when we got on Gab and when we got on Spreely, it was very liberating. That was the best thing I could describe it as, because all of a sudden – we could publish articles that were truthful without the fear of threading our words in such a way that the Facebook fact check mafia wouldn't take away the traffic. And of course, the traffic means the reach, which means people learning what they need to know to save the election, to save America. And so you have a very successful blog. You've had a few over the years, but you are a very opinionated person. It's all opinion, and people love reading your work. And Facebook didn't like that. But so what was it like for you? Did you have the same experience when they finally made it so you could barely reach anybody on Facebook? So you start Spreely, you get on Gab. What was that like? To me, it was liberating.
So everyone watching the show, I would imagine, has done a bit in Facebook jail. And for people who are publishers and make our living sharing content, Facebook was great for a long time. It was probably the best product ever created in terms of computer software in history. But then they started doing, Trump won. Everyone knows the story. And they came down on everyone like the Fury of a Thousand Suns. And we were self-censoring. You know, I would find myself writing things that were true, or I believe them to be true, and they were prefaced as opinion. And I would be worried that I would get taken down. And they took my business down to 10% of what it was. I would dread getting out of bed in the morning to have to go fight this fight that I knew I couldn't win. And once they banned, they had removed me. They declared me a terrorist, my wife, too. And we ended up getting back on there, but we don't have any of our reach. And I kind of just turned my back on it. And it was the most liberating thing in the world, because now I can write actually what I think. I don't pretend it's news, it's opinion. But you'll find once you move off these platforms that there are places like Gab and Spreely where there are other people. It's not just an echo chamber. There are all different types of interests on those sites. But you have an honest partner that is not going to take you down. If you're a communist, come to Spreely and express your opinions. People are going to argue with you, and they might say that you don't know what the heck you're talking about. But no one at Spreely is going to shut your account down or shadow ban you or make you feel like you can't express those opinions. And we're talking about over half the country, I think, has experienced the censorship, and those who haven't will, because it's inevitable. As this tyranny goes further and further down into the sewer, more and more people will be at odds with it as they begin to wake up. So, even if you have Facebook and you have Twitter and YouTube and you think that you're safe, develop another alternative platform that you can go to, because inevitably, look, Jason Fick used to say they're going to deplatform President Trump, and I would roll my eyes and say, they're not going to do that. They'll just tone him down to the point where he thinks he's reaching people, but they won't. And look, he was right. They took the president of the United States off the internet. You don't think they'll do that to you?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it took 2.5 years from Alex Jones being banned, and everybody says, oh, he's crazy. He says the frogs are gay because of the chemicals in the water. Completely true, by the way. But they take him down, and everybody says, yeah, who cares? He's a bad guy. We don't like Alex Jones, so it's okay. 2.5 years later, they banned the sitting president of the United States, and I think even members of the left are coming around on this. There's one vaccine skeptic, Dr. Naomi Wolf, who has been a leftist for years. I mean, she was anti-Bush. She's pro-abortion. She didn't vote for Trump because of Billy Bush weekend and the P-word tapes. I mean, and that's in 2020, 4 years later. Totally insane. But this woman is critical of the COVID vaccines. She thinks that mRNA vaccines may be more dangerous than they're letting on. She is a doctor, a researcher, somebody who is completely reasonable according to the leftist paradigm. I mean, they loved her before COVID. But now Twitter has suspended her multiple times. They now tell her that the next time she gets suspended, it could be a permanent ban. And she's sitting there like, what am I doing? What do I do? I'm just trying to spread the news here. And so I think that this is something. I mean, would you agree? The ideological window of what is acceptable on mainstream or establishment social media is going to get so low that before you know it, you could only be like a Palestinian communist on there.
So it started out as ideological in the censorship, right? So if you were conservative or what they call right on the paradigm, then you can't speak. But now it's turned into a complete political operation where if you don't mirror the talking points of the administration, because really it's just the press secretary in digital form, they're only letting the beliefs and things that prop up the opinions of the state. So it's not even ideological. It's issue for issue. If you are on the wrong side of one issue, that's enough to be canceled these days. Unless you're Jimmy Kimmel and you can dress up in blackface on TV and you're the darling of the left. So there are certain people in the club. I don't know how many, hundreds, a couple thousand, I don't know. But everyone else, they'll come for you. It's just a matter of time.
Well, how about the CNN contributor who, you know, they banned Trump for whatever reason. CNN contributor, a guy by the name of Adil Raja, yesterday tweets out, "The world today needs a Hitler." And over the years, he said multiple things about Hitler. He said he's supporting Germany in a soccer game because Hitler was a German and he killed the Jews. He said, "Hail Hitler." That is a guy who works at CNN. He's contributed over 50 articles for them. That guy's allowed, I guess, because, like I said, he works at CNN. Mark Sidney, thank you for coming on. Tell folks where they can find you.
On Spreely. Come to Spreely. Spreely.com, Spreely.tv, and NationalFile.com. I'm not on there, but I'm on there reading the articles every day.
Well, thank you so much. I highly recommend folks join Spreely, join Gab, join all the alternative platforms. It's something, it's liberating, as Mark said. We'll be right back.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that can barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Can you believe it? We are already in the third hour. We have a big guest coming up. In about 15 minutes, Jack Hadfield will talk about the latest insane COVID developments happening in the United Kingdom and throughout Europe. And then, of course, at 11 a.m., Alex Jones is live in Austin, Texas. If you want to support all of these broadcasts, all of the work done by InfoWars, the best place to do that is naturally to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the big deals. Some of these deals, absolutely unbelievable. They're supposed to be ending today. That's what I've been told. That's what the documentation says. And, of course, fantastic opportunity to get the all-new Fizzy Magnesium formula that fueled by the power of ionization, introductory price of $19.95. The Truth About COVID book, Essential Vitamin Combo Pack, so many good products on sale right now, including the very popular Alex Jones Did Nothing Wrong and Alex Jones Was Right t-shirts. Get them now. Support the InfoWar. It is a good way to make yourself happier, yourself healthier, and fund the people who are the biggest, sharpest political weapon in this fight, and that is this broadcast and Alex Jones and everything he has accomplished doing this almost as long as I've been alive. I mean, the guy knows what he's doing. He's turned it into a science, and the globalists now fear him. Now, before we go to our next guest, I want to set the stage. We're going to talk about vaccines and the total insanity here. I mean, there is such a disconnect. First, it's the vaccines don't work, so you have to wear a mask. Now it's you don't have to wear a mask because we want to have a COVID passport. So it's very political. But it's funny to me to watch some of the people who are totally on board with the globalist paradigm, who are good little tools of the propaganda agents and good little tools of the empire, really, the globalist American empire, that is, suffering the bad consequences of going along with the program. Like, for example, Chelsea Handler. Let's go to clip number 4 and see what Chelsea Handler thinks of the COVID vaccine.
Okay, so I got my second shot of Moderna today, and I feel really sick, and it's only been 4 hours, and I'm deaf in one ear. Did anyone else? I thought I was going to get sick tomorrow, but I feel sick. Did this happen to other people? Please tell me.
Doesn't she look happy and healthy? She's doing her part. She's doing her part. She's doing her part to make Lord Fauci famous. That's what she's doing. Look, I mean, I'd feel bad for her if she was a better person. It's just sad. And then, of course, I mean, nobody has talked about this in a research paper yet. Nobody has any idea why it could be happening. But I've seen over the past few days hundreds or thousands of reports of people having magnets stick to the injection site where they got their COVID vaccine. I've had people who are totally pro-vaccine come in my feed and emailing me and telling me, I thought you were wrong. I thought the vaccines were good. But look at this. And then the magnet sticks. Why does this happen? Fauci, give us some science. What is the science on this? Let's go to clip number 3.
COVID vaccine. Magnet.
The phone.
Blank magnet. Other side.
Nobody can explain this. Nobody offers a solution. In the next segment, we'll have the CDC director explain all of the people who died after being vaccinated. And then you'll get a kick out of what they have to say. We'll get Jack Hadfield's thoughts on it because it's absolutely baffling. So we've been reporting for over a year. It's what InfoWars has been reporting over a year. But they actually say that the people who die of COVID after getting vaccinated, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be smiling. I'm talking about people dying. But they say they're not actually dying from COVID, they're dying with COVID, right? What we've all been saying this whole time. We reported a National File, guy got in a motorcycle accident, had his head chopped off, very sad stuff, but they stuffed the PCR test into his decapitated head, left it there till it tested positive for COVID, and then they counted him in the COVID deaths. But now that we're post-vaccination, all of a sudden we're supposed to discern between from COVID and with COVID. You just absolutely cannot make this stuff up. Unbelievable. We'll show you that clip in the next segment. We won't wait for Jack because it's too hard to believe unless you see it yourself. You're watching The American Journal. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Papert.
People keep asking me, Alex, how did you predict over a year ago that food prices would explode within a year? Because it was in all the globalist actuaries that you shut down most of the world for a year, it's going to cause a collapse in food production and distribution. And not just that, fuel and every other major commodity. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They're hitting us with economic war. I told you food prices would explode. They're now exploding. Our great sponsor, My Patriot, has barely gone up in price. Their competitors have gone up even more, but they're about to go up in 2 weeks. But instead of just holding prices, they're still 10% off until Sunday evening, and then it's got to go up. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices in the year 2021. But you've got to act now, and buying your food from us funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's ready to ship. They've got it on hand. Get yours before the scarcity and the lines start, which I think we'll see by next fall. Hell, a lot of shelves are already empty. This is crazy. We're being collapsed by design. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We are now in the third hour. Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you for joining me this Monday morning. Now, the CDC director is admitting that at least 223 people who died of COVID were previously vaccinated. Fully vaccinated. That's a new thing. It's like they bleat this like sheep. Bah, fully vaccinated. Bah. And just, you cannot believe what she says. Let's go to clip number two.
For you to wear that mask, how much disease is in your community?
Are you aware of any fully vaccinated individual who has died of COVID-19?
We do keep a track of this on our website. We are asking hospitals and healthcare facilities to send us cases of what we're calling breakthrough infections. They occur. They are rare. We are aware of 223 as of May 10th that are among the 115 million people that had been vaccinated by that time. I also want to convey that now many, many hospitals are screening people for COVID when they come in. So not all of those 223 cases who had COVID actually died of COVID. They may have had mild disease but died, for example, of a heart attack.
So you said 2,300 cases, but no confirmed deaths of people who are vaccinated from COVID.
I'm sorry. There have been 223 deaths out of 115 million people
Thank
who
you
have been vaccinated.
That.
An extraordinarily
so that's enough with this vile woman. Did you hear what she said? That is the most insane thing. You've been saying it. I've been saying it. Alex has been saying it. Everybody with a brain has been saying it. There is a difference, people, between died with COVID and from COVID. If you take died of COVID alone, you're probably talking a few thousand deaths across the last year. But if you take with COVID, then I wrote these articles over a year ago. An old lady falls sitting down in her favorite chair. The chair breaks. She falls. She goes to the hospital. She has to have her hip replaced. She dies on the operating table. COVID death, COVID did her in, man. And they use that to justify the lockdowns. They use that to justify the masks. They use that now to justify the COVID vaccine passport. Suddenly, their crummy, creepy mRNA experimental concoction, we shouldn't even be calling it a vaccine, but that's now the public vernacular. The government can put whatever they want in a syringe and say, it's a vaccine, boy, come get it. Bend over, gotta put it in the back door. I mean, that's the new paradigm. If they say it's a vaccine, it's gonna be, you will take it and you will get the vaccine passport to prove that you took it. But now that their crummy vaccine isn't even effective, then they're just admitting 223. Now they say, oh, well, there's a big difference. Somebody comes in, they have a mild COVID infection, they have a massive heart attack, and they die. That's very different from dying of the disease. So this is the CDC trying to have their cake and eat it too, where they've used the with COVID deaths to propagate this insanity that we've all lived under for over a year. I mean, what are we in day 500 of 15 days to slow the spread? But they've used this for over a year, and now that it's all blowing up in their faces because they've created a golem in the liberal media, now they're saying, well, the science says there's a big difference between from COVID and with COVID. And never forget, as the InfoWars team right on the ball just put on screen, it was Mike Pence holding up that 15 days to slow the spread. More often than not, there's like one photo of Trump with it. There's a million photos of Pence. Fauci in the background, 15 days to slow the spread. 500 days later, here we are. But by the way, Fauci came out over the weekend and he decreed from on high. Remember, he is the prophet. He is the prophet of the science, the new religion of the globalist masses. And Fauci decreed that even though it's okay for adults to go out without a mask, if they have been fully vaccinated, that's vax plus 2 weeks now. They changed the definition on you. Children must wear masks in schools come fall until all children, including six-year-olds, including pre-K, including toddlers, have been vaccinated. And thankfully, I mean, this isn't going to happen. I think in the majority of the country, kids are going to be fine. Florida is leading in this. Other states are doing it. Parents are taking back their local school boards. And now a 10-year-old from the mouths of babes is speaking out against this insanity. Let's go to clip number 10. So this is a 10-year-old boy. As soon as we get sound, we'll go to it. 10-year-old boy bravely speaking out at his local school board meeting, Martin County board meeting, against wearing masks. You have 10-year-olds who understand this. You have Dr. Fauci who does not. And by the way, Dr. Fauci was spotted over the weekend. Get this. Right after he comes out and he admits that you don't have to wear masks anymore if you're fully vaccinated, he was spotted outside by a couple of high school graduates wearing a mask outside after he said you don't have to anymore. Is he saying you didn't get vaccinated, or does he just not trust the science? And, of course, now we've had the new CDC – or, I'm sorry, the CDC director. She's not new. She's probably been there 35 years like Fauci. She comes out and she says, well, just because you don't have to wear a mask doesn't mean you should stop. I mean, you know, we understand you're all special little snowflakes here and you don't have to wear a mask, or you can continue to wear a mask. It's whatever makes you comfortable. And last week we saw all of the media. We've got Morning Joe saying that he's going to wear a mask till he dies. We have Rachel Maddow saying that she's afraid of people who don't wear masks and she's going to keep wearing hers. And we've had all kinds of leftists on Twitter turning against the administration and the regime because they say they don't have to wear a mask anymore. And again, the real play here, as we said earlier in the show, the real play here is they want COVID passports. They want vaccine passports. And it starts out, it's a COVID vaccine passport. And then, well, did you get the booster shot? You got to get a 6-month booster shot. Did you get the annual booster? You got to get an annual booster. Well, did you get the flu shot? Did you get the measles? Did you get chicken? Did you get small? Did you get cholera? I mean, it's going to be every single thing they can come up with a vaccine against. And never forget, they say that with this mRNA new scientific breakthrough, which 5 years scientists would have laughed at the idea of an mRNA vaccine and said it was impossible. Now they're saying they're going to be able to vaccinate you against everything. There's some futurist types out there saying that they're going to be able to vaccinate you against cancer. They're going to be able to vaccinate you against herpes. Everything, everything, everything. The mRNA is here. It's going to save us all. And then, of course, the vaccine doesn't actually do anything. It's just a new way to control you. You're not allowed to get on an airplane unless you've taken it because it won't show up in your COVID vaccine passport. You're not allowed to go shopping because Rachel Maddow says she's afraid to go to the store with you. And the CNN doctor says she's afraid to go to the store and have an unmasked person breathe on her if they haven't been vaccinated. That's a real doctor who said that, believe it or not. And the vaccines will do nothing except kill you. And the vaccines won't protect you, but they will be necessary to live in society. Let's go to this clip, unverified, of course, but believable considering what else we know. Let's go to clip number 11.
This. I talked to somebody recently who works on the COVID floor, and every single patient who's been hospitalized with COVID on the COVID floor in the last 2 months have been people who have had both their shots. Do you think that's interesting? You want me to repeat that? 100% of the people on the COVID floor have had both vaccinations for the COVID shot. There has been nobody admitted to the COVID floor in the last couple months that was unvaccinated. They've all been vaccinated. Interesting. Before somebody says this, yes, that was in one place. That's my experience. Now, that being said, I don't think that's an isolated incident, although it would be interesting to have this conversation in the comments. For those of you that can share, if you work in a hospital, how many of these COVID patients actually have been vaccinated versus unvaccinated? It's an interesting case study. Party of logic.
And so again, the vaccines aren't going to do anything. They might kill you. You know, there's all these reports in the vaccine adverse effects database saying that it's killing people, killing 15-year-olds being experimented on with this thing. But the vaccine will be required to engage in commerce. The vaccine will be required to leave your house. That's what they're all agitating for next. That's what you're going to see rolling out in the next probably 5 to 10 days. That's going to be the next major push. Don't go away. We've got Jack Hadfield on the other side to give us a horrific look into our future from the United Kingdom. We'll be right back. You're watching The American Journal.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, It will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar. Scientists agree. Magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways. Magnesium is required for your body to do the following. Helps convert food into energy. Helps with muscle contraction function. Helps regulate the nervous system. Helps with protein building in the muscles, and so much more. And now it's available in this concentrated form of ionized fizzy magnesium. It tastes great. I take it in the morning. I take it in the evening. It is so essential in my life, and I hope all of you will check it out and try it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is the best formula from our research you're going to find out there. So if you've already enjoyed other magnesium formulas, give this one a try. I think you're going to love it. At the same time, it funds the InfoWar, which is a true 360 win. Now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for only $19.95. I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refused to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, have refused to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccines, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for the rest of this broadcast. Of course, the Alex Jones Show coming up next at the end of the hour. My guest right now is Jack Hadfield, who just published an article written by Jack at NationalFile.com. Headline is, Trust the Science. MIT study confirms anti-maskers understand data better than their opponents. Something that I think we've all known for some time now. I mean, if you look at the intellectual rigor that happens both at InfoWars and the InfoWars studios, Alex Jones pores over these white papers. He is an intellectual heavyweight. And at National File, we've all become experts in this stuff over the last year. And when we started, it was like, well, what's going on here? Maybe Fauci has a point. And it took us about a month to realize Fauci was full of you-know-what and to start challenging him on every little thing. We've all become experts. We are becoming amateur researchers because we want to know the truth. Meanwhile, the left They bleat like sheep to trust the science. Wear the mask. Stay home. Save lives. Stay safe. Clap for the NHS if you're in the UK. Jack, break this down for us.
Yeah, well, as you said, it's something that we've definitely known all from the beginning. But really, this has just been confirmed by people who don't actually agree with us. So I think that's always a good point. If somebody doesn't agree with you most of the time and yet they can admit that actually, yes, you know, this is true. You know, the people who are against masks or suspicious of coronavirus lockdowns understand the science and data far more than their opponents. And well, I mean, as I said, it's one example. Obviously, I saw this originally in a Twitter thread, but instead of just repeating what I heard there, I went and read the entire 18-page paper myself, because as I said, that's what people on our side are trained to do, rather than, again, I think you can there's always a classic case of many scientific headlines saying X thing caused cancer, and then 3 weeks later the same publication will publish another thing that said, oh, actually X stops cancer. And I think that's the same trust the science attitude that people who are very, you know, pro-mask, pro-lockdown, etc., seem to have. But yeah, so this study specifically went into Facebook groups and Twitter posts that they looked at between March and September of last year. So during the beginning and the beginning phases of the pandemic, and then as it ballooned into obviously what it then came to be today. So they looked at these Facebook groups and they discovered that actually, again, you know, unlike the typical mainstream narrative that people who are against masks are against science, they're actually, no, they were looking at this data. In fact, one Facebook group banned non-original content. They wanted to make sure that people were guided solely by the data. That many people in these groups, you know, made their own graphs from the raw data rather than just trusting the data visualization that was being put out by, you know, the CDC, other government groups. And in fact, that was the main study of this paper specifically, was the visualizations. So they looked at the graphs and bar charts in terms of everything that they produced. So they looked at, you know, the raw data, and then looked at the different conclusions that people were drawing from that, and then the different graphs and different analyses that people were bringing from this. And they said that, that was something quite key in these groups. As I said, you know, they were assessing the data themselves. That's something that the researchers found, is that they see science as a radically egalitarian and individualistic thing, as opposed to the classic peer review ivory tower, you know, science being an institution rather than a process. And these skeptics champion scientists. Champion science as a personal practice, prizing rationality and autonomy. And I think that's the thing, is that, you know, in order to, you know, believe these sorts of things, you have to go against the scientific grain, the main scientific grain, and therefore, in order to do that, you have to have a greater understanding of the science in order to counteract it. Because how could you put these counterpoints if you didn't have a serious grasp of the data? And that was something, again, that was linked before. There was previous noting regarding people who are critical of vaccinations. You know, there was a where they said, Dr. Emily Brunson from Texas State University noted that people who are far more likely to reject vaccinations themselves are actually highly educated and read the primary literature. And that's the main thing in terms of the emphasis on primary sources and primary source analysis yourself, rather than trusting a secondary person, be that scientists, experts, or the government or the CDC, to tell you what the data says. That's really the big gap. And then obviously, if you just trust people to tell you what the data says, rather than reading it yourself, you're going to believe that science is, you know, based on experts. As opposed to, you know,
and we've seen that so much over the past year.
Exactly.
Where Fauci has just become God. I mean, anything this guy says, people just blindly believe in. And you're seeing, I mean, people have Fauci dolls, people have Fauci pillow. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, has a Fauci pillow behind her when she does her little Zoom conferences with the media. So it's become idolistic, it's become sycophantic, and frankly, it's as you're saying, it's become anti-science. I mean, you cannot just trust a person, and I think that that's exactly what these researchers found. There she is, by the way. The InfoWars team is once again on the ball. There he is with a Fauci. She's got a Fauci pillow behind her. Absolutely bizarre. There's Fauci fridge magnets. There's Fauci bumper stickers. I got my Fauci ouchie. I mean, it is an absolute cult of personality around this creepy, dying, doddering old man who has been waiting in a cellar somewhere. They brought him out for AIDS and he went to the bathhouses so he could see how AIDS was transmitted up close and personal. And then COVID comes out, they wheel him back out and they throw him in front of a podium. And a year later, he's probably the most popular Democrat there is, way more popular than Joe Biden. And just backing you up. So here are two headlines from the Daily Mail, one of your wonderful British publications from 2021. Eating just half an egg with yolk a day increases death risk 7 times or something like that. Now, here is an article from the Daily Mail from last year, March 4th, 2020. Eggs are not bad for your heart, 30-year study claims. So, again, if you just trust whatever the latest headline is, you're not an informed person. So what is the takeaway from this? I mean, they were forced to admit this. Obviously, MIT, they conducted this entire research effort thinking that they would find the opposite. Should we feel vindicated? Should we feel like maybe we're going to be listened to? Or is this just a forced pat on the head and now they're going to continue to put Fauci in front of us as though it's Teletubbies and we're four?
Yeah, well, I said, just slightly before that conclusion, I just wanted to get this quote on the air, which was bashing the anti-mask opponents, which was that anti-maskers are more sophisticated in their understanding of how scientific knowledge is socially constructed than their ideological adversaries who espouse naive realism about the objective truth of the public health data. That really is the takeaway in terms of from our side. Looking at this, well, the conclusion of the study, which I didn't put in the article because it was really too depressing, they just said, oh, actually, skepticism leads to January the 6th, and if you're too skeptical, you know, you're going to go and burn down and attack the Capitol.
Skepticism is terrorism. Disagreeing with Fauci is murder. Unbelievable. Don't go away. More analysis with Jack Hatfield on the other side.
2 weeks ago, I launched a sale on all the high-quality storable foods at preparewithalex.com. And I pointed out that the Bloomberg Global Food Index shows that current crop purchases being made for the end of the summer when the crops are completed around the world is up 76%. That alone will cause civil unrest, major problems. Since then, inflation has exploded in the last 2 weeks. You've seen the pipeline crises. You've seen Governor Whitmer shutting down or trying to shut down the pipeline in Michigan. This is a concerted operation. And so listeners had a huge response to our big sale, 2020 prices in the year 2021. 10% off all storable foods, preparewithalex.com. Now, the sale ended yesterday, so I'm now, because of a lot of requests, extending it through Sunday, and then it absolutely has to end. So 1 month, 3 months, 6 month, year supplies, highest quality water filters, and so much more. PrepareWithAlex.com. It's the best tool you're going to find on high quality storable food for you and your family and your community. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com. Scientists agree. Magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways. Magnesium is required for your body to do the following. Helps convert food into energy. Helps with muscle contraction function. Helps regulate the nervous system. Helps with protein building in the muscles and so much more. And now it's available in this concentrated form of ionized fizzy magnesium. It tastes great. I take it in the morning. I take it in the evening. It is so essential in my life.
and I hope all of you will check it out and try it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is the best formula from our research you're going to find out there. So if you've already enjoyed other magnesium formulas, give this one a try. I think you're going to love it. At the same time, it funds the InfoWar, which is a true 360 win. Now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for only $19.95.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert here with Jack Hatfield. Jack, this comes on the heels. We were just talking about the MIT study that reveals we were right. We're smarter. We're better at science. We understand facts. We look for primary sources. We don't just trust Fauci. I mean, and that's what Alex says all the time. You know, don't trust InfoWars. Don't trust Tom Papert. Don't trust Alex Jones. Don't trust Owen Schroyer or Harrison Smith. Do the research and you'll find out that we are all right. 10 out of 10 times. I mean, it's very rarely. It's a reason why one of the biggest memes on the internet right now is Alex Jones was right. And then you see all the memes of the Alex Jones was right tip jar. There's now a viral Twitter account that is Alex Jones was right. I mean, we have an unprecedented track record, not because we're Nostradamus, but because we research and we read what the globalists say and we read the science and we read the research papers. And it's tedious and it's difficult and it's mind numbing, but we do it because we care about the truth. And meanwhile, just recently there was a report that came out in court, I believe, that big pharma executives called the Appalachian people who they got hooked on opiates pillbillies and made fun of us because, again, they understand the science. We're just dumb pillbillies who get hooked on their drugs because the doctor says we have to do it. They wonder why we're all doubting them. They wonder why nobody trusts the experts anymore. It's because of things like this. What the hell is going on with this story where the elite are basically bragging and laughing about getting low-income people in Appalachia and elsewhere in the South hooked on drugs?
Yeah, well, as I said, exactly, it really is the perfect segue between these two stories, because one of the things that was mentioned in the MIT paper was that people were very critical about the potential monetary and financial gains that could have been gained from the vaccines, lockdowns, various other things. Yeah, obviously being skeptical of these big pharma companies. And really, I think this court case really shows them that they're 100% right to do so. As I said, it comes from the trial of three of the country's biggest drug distributors, which is AmerisourceBergen, McKesson, and Health Incorporated. Because they're currently defending themselves in a lawsuit that was brought by the city of Huntington and Cabell County in West Virginia, basically claiming that the pharma executives are partially responsible for the opioid epidemic. And these emails were brought forward by the prosecutor and basically saying that, you know, what they said here, well, which is really quite atrocious, was, prove that they were quite prevalent, that there was a pattern within the big pharma teams. They're saying it shows a pattern of conduct by, you know, these people who are being charged with protecting the community from these illegal opioid dealers. And so some of the emails, for example, there's one which is a song to the tune of the Beverly Hillbillies, and it's about the Beverly Pillbillies. And so it makes fun of a poor mountaineer who's addicted to opioids, who has to drive down to Florida to get his fix. And there was another one shared, OxyContinville, which parodies the famous Jimmy Buffett song Margaritaville, which is a similar lyrical theme, but the trip ended up in Kentucky instead. Zimmerman, who was the head of AmerisourceBergen, of where these emails were shared around 2011, 2012, claimed that, he apologized for the content of the emails, but he said that a pillbilly specifically meant to refer to the opioid dealers and not the users themselves. However, there were some emails which were actually rejected by the judge that could be included in court. But he says that at one point where it references stronger legislation put in by Florida to crack down the opioid epidemic. He says, watch out, Georgia and Alabama. There'll be a mass exodus of pillbillies heading north. So I'm pretty clear that, if it's been clamped down on there, I would assume that pillbillies actually does refer to the people who were unfortunately addicted to opioids, during the height of the epidemic at all. And it's think, wow, these are the people who are responsible for putting this stuff in our communities, and that's what they think of, ordinary white working class people who were the majority victims of this.
Well, and it shows such an evil nature, and of course it starts. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've known people in my own life who they started out with OxyContin or other prescription drugs that they were given as a result of an injury, or they just bought because they were cheap. It was like $3 a pill at one point for a cheap high. Mm-hmm. You need three of them. What's that? $9. And then when they became less available, or the people were wasting their lives strung out on dope, then all of a sudden, well, it's just cheaper to go straight to heroin. And before you know it, they're either in rehab or dead. I mean, virtually everybody in America has a story like this of somebody they knew, somebody they grew up with, somebody who's a family member. And now we know that as this was happening, the people who may have been legally orchestrating this, we'll see what the court case shows, they're laughing about it. They're joking about it. They think it's the funniest thing in the world as they line their pockets with the suffering of Americans. And so, as you said, Jack, now we have these pharmaceutical companies, these vaccine manufacturers like Pfizer, that paid something like $2.4 billion in fines and compensation because of their previous bad decision making. You have Johnson & Johnson. They can't even make baby powder without putting asbestos in it. You have Moderna, that has never before been able to get anything to market, and suddenly they have a COVID vaccine. You have AstraZeneca banned in like two dozen European countries. And now, of course, we're all supposed to trust the Chinese vaccine. But so just seems to be some analogies here, like big pharma may not actually have our best interests at heart.
Yeah, well, that's the entire point, I think, of these emails that really show the culture inside of these companies. You know, they push the idea that, oh, you know, we're in this to make people better. You know, we're in this to cure disease and solve everybody's problems. And if people say, oh, well, skeptical, well, you know, people get cancer or whatever. And obviously they still need to cure cancer. And I was like, okay, fine. But, you know, in some actual disease stuff relating to that, well, then clearly, you know, like there may actually be some, you know, some motives to make things better. But stuff like, especially the coronavirus, which we all know, as I said, is basically just the flu. You know, the death rate is really minimal. And in things like, again, with the opioid epidemic, where big pharma executives, they're not going to be the ones who would ever be affected by this. So, of course, you know, they disparage these people as basically, you know, just being, you know, just getting them profit. You know, they are, you know, cattle or pigs or whatever sent to the slaughterhouse, you know, to then, you know, so that they can get more money off of these opioids. And I think that's, you know, the whole case was relating to, you know, who was at fault for the prevalence of this. You know, with the opioid companies pinning the blame on the DEA for not cracking down on suspicious vendors, rather than saying it being their responsibility to stop large shipments, you know, suspiciously large shipments from going through, you know, to
Jack, stick around for pharmacies. 5 minutes on the other side of this break, because as you were talking, we've all forgotten the big scandal, one of the biggest of the century, and that is hydroxychloroquine, where 30 yes. cents a pill. And it's shown amazing results at keeping COVID from, you know, it's a prophylactic. It keeps you from getting COVID, according to some doctors. Other doctors say that it knocks the disease out on its foot. And so, no, we can't have hydroxychloroquine. We have to use racist smears and bigoted anti-Christian smears against a black doctor who is promoting it. And instead, we have to come up with this cocktail, and President Trump took it, with all these Regeneron drugs nobody's ever heard of. Because that costs a fortune, and hydroxychloroquine has been around for a million years. It cures malaria. It costs like 15 to 30 cents a tablet, and that can't be used. In fact, that has to be outlawed in this country because, you know, it's cheap. That's what I think happened, at least. Don't go away, Jack. Stick around with us for another 5 minutes into the next segment. You're watching The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert here with Jack Hadfield, at Jack Hatters on Twitter, and just JH on Gab. Make sure you follow him.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The Globalist Fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
People keep asking me, Alex, how did you predict over a year ago that food prices would explode within a year? Because it was in all the globalist actuaries that you shut down most of the world for a year. It's going to cause a collapse in food production and distribution. And not just that, fuel and every other major commodity. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They're hitting us with economic war. I told you food prices would explode. They're now exploding. Our great sponsor, My Patriot, has barely gone up in price. Their competitors have gone up even more, but they're about to go up in 2 weeks. But instead of just holding prices, they're still 10% off until Sunday evening, and then it's got to go up. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices in the year 2021. But you've got to act now, and buying your food from us funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's ready to ship. They've got it on hand. Get yours before the scarcity and the lines start, which I think we'll see by next fall. Hell, a lot of shelves are already empty. This is crazy. We're being collapsed by design. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
Scientists agree. Magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways. Magnesium is required for your body to do the following. Helps convert food into energy.
helps with muscle contraction function, helps regulate the nervous system, helps with protein building in the muscles, and so much more. And now it's available in this concentrated form of ionized fizzy magnesium. It tastes great. I take it in the morning. I take it in the evening. It is so essential in my life, and I hope all of you will check it out and try it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is the best formula from our research you're going to find out there. So if you've already enjoyed other magnesium formulas, give this one a try. I think you're going to love it. At the same time, it funds the InfoWar, which is a true 360 win. Now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for only $19.95. One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine and don't think it's safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Talking about pharmaceutical companies calling opioid-addicted Southerners pillbillies, and that made me, of course, remember hydroxychloroquine, the wonder drug that could have potentially stopped COVID from killing who knows how many elderly people. That's mostly who died of it, and more people could have had a very mild illness. But no, it had to be stopped. It had to be stopped because it was like 30 cents a tablet, and somebody had the idea for Regeneron, and what was the other one, like Retractivision or something weird. That cost a small fortune, and of course it all gets billed to the government, which just prints the paper at the Federal Reserve and sends it directly to the pharmaceutical company's back pocket. And Dr. Sella Emanuel came out in February and demanded an apology after the media finally admitted that hydroxychloroquine works. And by the way, she has since been banned from Twitter, and you can find her on Gab. So I just wanted to bring that up. I mean, this poor woman, she's a Christian, she's a minister, and she's obviously got some very deep-held religious beliefs. She has an accent, and the media straight up called her stupid, called her dumb, called her a moron, called her a religious fanatic, everything you could do because she wanted to use a 30-cent pill instead of waiting months to develop Regeneron, which costs a small fortune. But don't worry, the government's going to foot the bill. I just wanted to get that in. I mean, you should never trust these pharmaceutical companies. They're not honest. That's just it. They have a profit motive to get you hooked on opioids. That tells you everything you need to know. Jack, there's some insane stuff happening in the UK. Your government is vacillating on whether or not there's going to be COVID vaccine passports. They're thinking about doing another lockdown. The NHS is saying, or some research group is saying, hundreds of thousands of people will die if we don't extend the lockdown indefinitely. And meanwhile, you have like radical leftist mobs breaking illegal immigrants out of police and immigration vans in Scotland. Give us the rundown on the current state of affairs across the pond.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I'm certainly, well, the current lockdown, here's certainly how I think it's all going to go. So today we've just had a number of more restrictions lifted. So we've had now we can hug again. So that's something that I
congratulations.
Am definitely not For legal reasons, that's something I've definitely not been doing all this entire time. I've been a very good boy, sticking to what the government has told me. But yes, they're opening pubs inside again, cinemas, various other sort of indoor spaces and more socializing indoors at various other people's houses as well. Now, there's more stuff planned to be unlocked by the 21st of June. But with the current restrictions today, they've said that these steps are irreversible. Now, what I think that means is everything that's been released today, I doubt will go back under nationwide. However, I think it's very likely we may see furthermore targeted lockdowns across the country in specific areas where you had higher rates, as we saw previously. So I think the government would get away with it by saying, oh no, we haven't reversed it for everyone across the country, it's only these specific places. So technically, we haven't gone back on our word. So I think that's something that that may happen regarding coronavirus. But yes, as you mentioned, as this is all going on, as something that that I mentioned, obviously in our film, which would be coming out soon, Destination Dover, is that, you know, migrants are still coming into the country. They still obviously would still be bringing coronavirus in. I think that's why we've had a lot of these so-called Indian variants in places across the country, you know, with high sort of Pakistani or Indian subcontinent populations. And now, in fact, we can't even remove people who come into this country illegally because leftist mobs will come in and stop them. This is something that we saw in Glasgow on Thursday. There was an immigration enforcement van came up to remove two Indian immigrants from Glasgow's Kemmuir Street. But shortly after, you know, this was put on social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc., you know, that an immigration van is here. So what happened? A mob of leftist agitators very quickly gathered, and, you know, they then surrounded the immigration enforcement van, you know, and, you know, one man even went under the van to stop it from moving. You know, you could see the footage there. You know, we're talking hundreds of people, you know, forcing the van to be there, and it took hours. After hours of this, you know, the police, the Secretary Superintendent of Glasgow, forced the immigration officers to get rid of the immigrants and take them out of the van and release them, because otherwise, if they continued to move on, you know, who can imagine what sort of violence might have arisen from the mob because of that? And of course, you know, the man that was underneath the van, who was clad in Antifa clothing, got off completely free with no charges, even though he clearly obstructed officers in their duty, for one thing. Then, of course, the reaction to this from various leftist organizations and politicians, Nicola Sturgeon, for example.
The mainstream media,
you know, they're all sort of praising this. I mean, Robert Peston of ITV said the Home Office will hate conceding in the face of popular protest and representations, you know, from other politicians, you know. But the real ironic thing about this is that Nicola Sturgeon, for example, who said, you know, doing this on Eid in the heart of our Muslim community, but was staggeringly irresponsible. And the, you know, there was the Scottish Refugee Council said, you know, pulling people from their homes on the first day of Eid, serious lack of cultural sensitivity and awareness on the Home Office's part. But here's the funny thing. These immigrants were then also taken to a mosque after they were removed from the van. They were escorted, peacefully escorted to a mosque by the protesters, but they weren't even Muslim. All this stuff regarding Eid being taken to a mosque, they were Indian. I mean, you know, I can't remember what the guy's surname was.
Hindu, probably. Unbelievable.
Hindu or Sikh it might have been, but certainly very obviously not Muslim, which is the ironic thing about this.
Mm-hmm. And so this is why I love having you on and other British people, because this is going to happen in America. I mean, we had it almost happen a couple years ago where the guy threw Molotov cocktails at an ICE facility. And now you essentially have left-wing riot mobs, like flash mobs. They can appear at a moment's notice to impede what's left of the rule of law in the country. And again, the police just stand back. They back down. They let them do whatever they want to do. But God forbid you want to go outside without a mask. God forbid before today you wanted to hug your
your grandma. No, you are going to be fined. You may go to jail. They're going to haul you off the street. I mean, my God, what we're seeing in Canada, which is still basically a British colony as far as I'm concerned, absolutely disgusting. Jack Hadfield, thanks so much for coming on. Where can folks find you on social media?
Yeah, you can find me on Gab at JH, on Twitter at Jack Hadders, and you can also find me on my Telegram channel, which is t.me/JackHadders.
Jack Hadfield, reporter for National File, thank you so much for coming on the broadcast. We just have a couple minutes left in today's American Journal. These broadcasts always go so incredibly quickly. Thank you all so much for spending your Monday morning with me. Never forget that, of course, the intrepid Alex Jones is coming up next, right on the other side, as soon as we go to commercial. And I just want to remind you again that all of this is made possible 100%. The only thing driving InfoWars is you, the viewer. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com, when you buy the Alex Jones Was Right t-shirt, when you buy the Alex Jones Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt, when you take advantage of the new deal on the Fizzy Magnesium Formula, fueled by the power of ionization, $20 to try this flagship product at an incredibly low price. When you do all of these things, the Survival Shield X2, the Down and Out, the Day and Night Combo Pack, when you take advantage of these deals, you are directly funding the InfoWar. You make it possible for Alex to come in every morning. You make it possible for the crew to get there at 5 a.m. every single morning to prepare for the American Journal. You make it possible for Harrison Smith, the main host of this program, to provide for his wife and his young child. You make it possible for Owen Schroyer to go down to the border and do the job that the mainstream media refuses to do and show the illegal immigration pipeline that's going straight to a town near you. None of this would be possible without your support, and that is why it is so important that you go to InfoWars.com. Buy the products. They make your life better. They're products that you need anyway. You get them from InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. And, I mean, the supply chain breakdown is absolutely going to happen. And so that is why I think the biggest part of InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com is the storable food. I mean, I didn't even know that My Patriot Supply worked with InfoWars when I interviewed them at the beginning of the scamdemic. And they said that what they were already seeing a year ago is federal government agencies, whether it's FEMA or the Department of Defense or the FBI or DHS, whatever it may be, they go to these storable food suppliers and they buy them out. They put them on back order. And most of the storable food people say, no, this is great. I mean, we're selling out. We're going to get rich. I get to buy a new mansion. And only My Patriot Supply and maybe one or two others say no when Uncle Sam comes asking to buy them out of stock. So this is a tremendous opportunity. It's insurance that you can eat. Keep your family safe during the next. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Maybe the pipeline hackers will hack the electric grid. Maybe Biden will shut down the power grid again because it gets a little cold. We just don't know. That's the only way to get insurance. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones coming up next. Keep an eye on my website, nationalfile.com. It's going to be a big, insane week with Arizona, Wisconsin, all these other states. But don't go away. Alex Jones coming up on the other side.
It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live, and I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago, I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal, 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then My Patriot's going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already, and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, 10% off. I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refuse to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it
You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccines, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.